now today's Ebonics language lesson. Meeting girls. My, you're a lovely young lady.
Damn, you's a fine mother.
Damn, you's a fine mother. Let's go for a ride, shall we?
Hey, baby, jump in my lowrider and let's rotate these tires.
Hey, baby, let's jump in my lowrider and let's rotate these tires. You are beautiful. I would like to make love to you.
Damn, bitch, you stupid fly. Let me pull up to that bumper and smack that monkey.
Damn, bitch, you stupid fly. Let me pull up to your bumper and smack that monkey. Greeting old friends. Hello, sir.
What up, dog?
What up, dog? May I borrow some money?
Hey, let me hold some ends. I hit you back on the first, my brother.
Hey, let me hold some ends. I will hit you back on the first, my brother. You don't have it? Thanks anyway.
F*** you.
F*** you. Making new friends. Hello, sir.
What up?
What up? I admire your fashionable running shoes.
Drop them Nikes off your ass before I blast you, motherfucker.
Drop them Nikes off your ass before I blast you, motherfucker. I used to be a stuck-up white boy faking the funk. Bump that. I ain't bullshitting on Front Street no more, thanks to the Wake Up Crew's Ebonics language lesson.
Available in a hood near you.
Pirate radio is a really good thing. Don't hate the media, become the media. Pirate radio is a really good thing.
That's right, it's 9 p.m. on Sunday night on Rand Radio, and it's time for What the Hell. If you like this show, ICQ your friends about it. Rand Radio's ICQ is 51558. To keep informed of the goings on at Rand Radio, to chat with us during the show, go to www.randradio.com and click on chat. Or if you're IRC savvy, go to the Downland servers in the Rand Radio channel. If you want to send death threats, you can email me at info@randradio.com. And now, here's the host of What the Hell, Sumerian!
I'm the only one who's going, whoa, wow, turn that down. I'm going to blow out your speakers.
What's up, man?
You are loud, actually.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Okay, so, what the hell in
what
the
hell?
House?
Let's take a...
Oh, what's going on?
It's March 26th, 2000, week number 65 of What the Hell, and it's the stupidity you've been waiting 6 days and 22 hours to hear in front of the possibility of 6 billion people.
What's up?
What's up?
Okay. Depends on the stupidity. Ebonics for everyone.
I sure as fuck found out this week English isn't fucking working for anybody.
No.
No. But always and more.
Is that our second language now? Second to many other ones?
Second, yeah.
It'd be nice to just have a first fucking language in this.
You know what I think we should do? What we should do to solve the English problem and the language problem is we should just actually have that Blade Runner Cantonese multilingual speak where you just like it's beaucoup au du fromage grande, you know, like you just get
everyone has to speak it.
And everyone's like, because beaucoup au du fromage grande is like beaucoup from, I think it's French.
No, beaucoup is from French, yeah.
Beaucoup au du fromage, which is also French, grande, which is Mexican. And like it's.
Yeah, don't do that. Walls are hard.
Did you club yourself? Did you get treated?
I like it when sexy women
Did you get treated like
camera?
A baby seal in Newfoundland?
All right, so let's run around and start introducing people.
We shall.
Yes.
I'll get on the camera.
That's right.
I'm not going to get on the camera.
Here it is.
I will.
Here he is, the foaming mouth prophet.
No. We have to go around the room first. So we have to. Wait. First we have Sumerian.
Down boy.
What do you mean you're trying to start it?
Roof. There you go.
Aren't you a sexy bitch?
I'd fuck him.
I have fucked him. Okay.
Hi.
And it's Daxter.
Actually, I want a new name. I've decided on my new name. You guys have been...
You can't change names.
No, I'm not. I'm just basically... I want to be known as Uncle Dak from now on.
All right. Yeah, Uncle Dak. All right. That's fine. That way, like, do you want women to call you that or what?
Yeah.
Oh, Unky Dak, you're so swollen. Okay, you can do that.
Here we go. The foaming mouth prophet for our times, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
What's up?
Okay. So that's us. And next we have...
Raymond Zariot, back in the house again! What's up?
What's up? Okay, and moving right along, we have 100, 410,000% sexy projectile vomit man.
What's up, motherfucker?
What's up? Okay, and then moving right along, we got the Ankinator, Hoongun Anki.
I have broccoli and you don't.
What's up?
Okay. And next we have...
A mic stand.
Hey, mic stand.
Put some food in my mouth.
Wearing
Thank
a
you.
Tight sweater. Ooh, tight sweater for mic stand.
Mine.
So, prophet quotes. Yes, even the sexy chicks show up at for cult. And we have an extra special guest star tonight, Captain White Bread, bread. The Paladin, yes?
I like white bread.
No, I don't know.
That's all he ever buys.
Fuck it, it's the Paladin.
That's not true. Actually, the last one was 60% height whole wheat.
All right, so... Paladin. Paladin in the house. What's up? Okay, so... Going around the room, so then we're getting the wide-angle media cam happening here.
Oh, God.
So that's it. We got a lot of shit to talk about on the show tonight.
Oh, yes.
Have you taken your Ritalin yet today?
Actually, I'm on new meds today. I went and bought myself some new meds, and we'll talk about that later. Somebody remind me on the IRC to talk about my new meds.
Got a new drug.
I got a new drug. One that pisses me off. One that makes me real mellow. Makes me just go and jerk off. Got a
special
new
what's
drug.
Up edition.
Yes, makes me fucking tight. Makes me go out and shoot up drugs and get in a nasty fight. Okay, anyway.
You're still better than Huey fucking Lewis, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah.
You know
what's
good?
Works.
I'm going to start doing cover tunes.
What ad? Capone X, Infaloop, M-Dog, Mr. Echo, Ox 64, who's been like sitting in the IRC for 10 days.
Oh, he's been on there. No shit, this son of a bitch has been logged into the IRC listening to the station for 25 hours straight.
He just can't get enough.
He's fucking.
What's the matter with you? I can't stand this company for 25 hours.
2 hours is enough.
No. Because
I'm in a killing frenzy after 45 minutes.
That's why our listeners are mighty, because...
They can stand us for 2
remember
hours.
Remember what they said in Dale Carnegie's Make Friends and Influence People?
What
the secret to success is to surround yourself with people more successful than you are.
There you go.
So we surround ourselves with people more psychotic than us.
That's it. That's the
it.
Secret.
They can't fuck with us. You know, there'll be people carving fucking Rant Radio and cult shit in their chest.
I'm not wearing my Rant Radio t-shirt. Silly me. I'll wear it next week. Prophet 4K, Prophet Shazbort, and Godlike. I had my name mentioned on Rant Radio. I'm complete. Yeah, your life is complete. Here's the gun.
Make sure you get your whole hand
in front of the gun. Yeah.
Thank you.
Send
for
us
calling.
A picture. We'll put it up.
Send us a picture of you with your fucking head blowed off. M Dog, I don't think we've seen you before.
No, I don't think so.
No, M-Dog.
Welcome to the stupidity.
Welcome to the stupidity.
M-Dog.
PR. M-Dog.
M-Dog. Good M-Dog.
Good M-Dog.
Beg M-Dog. Beg. Take off your pants. Okay.
It's getting hot.
Take off your fucking pants.
That's why I opened the door.
That's what every geek really
it's time
wants.
To light the candle.
What the
it's
fuck
is... It's time to... There's matches there.
Is that a candle?
Time to light the candle.
Alien
I have my...
It's alien...
It looks like the biggest piece of candy corn I've ever seen.
Okay, why don't we
move it from...
I am not holding anybody's hands while lighting this candle.
Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya.
There
so, like, what, we're lighting candles now, or what? Is this
you
thing
betcha.
Gonna, If this thing fucking detonates in some sort of weird wax joke,
boom,
I'm going to stab you in the fucking eye.
Why would I do that in my house?
Because you're a weird shithead.
4 feet from my television.
You're
Why
running
would
a pirate
that?
Internet radio station from your fucking living room, moron.
Yep, unbeknownst to the cable company that I'm subscribed to.
Yes, that you, like...
They did phone my roommate the other day.
And say,
what's up? You're running illegal servers. No, they didn't say anything.
They asked for Anki,
and
you said, I'm sorry.
I said, he's not here.
He's
which
not here
he
right
actually
now.
Was, but I didn't know that. And I said, he's not here. And he just said, well, let him know Roger's phoned. I'm like, okay, I will.
Did they say
what is that? No, they didn't say why or who the guy was or even to phone back.
They asked for Anki.
No. Well, not by that name.
Okay, I just wondered. That's what I was wondering.
If they asked for Anki and it was Rogers, there'd be a problem. There'd be a big problem.
Capone X, I am your sponsor. But I don't know if I've got your... Capone X, if you received your thing, you should be listed as a... you should be listing your name first, like Profit or whatever sect you're
You'd know
of.
What sect you'd be
Actually,
in, right?
I got all the guys on the list.
The bomb there?
Thing here. Yeah. I'll get back to you here. Hang on.
But, yeah, they didn't say to phone back or anything. They just... I guess they just wanted to say hello. Just let them know Roger's phone. Okay, well... I told him, thank you, Roger's phone. He's like, that's good. I don't know what they want.
But we won't
you never know.
Deal. We won't have to deal with the evil of Rogers.
That is true.
Rogers,
and that
Rogers is leaving us.
That's a good segue to our first story.
That's a great segue.
The evil of Rogers, yes, is leaving us. Here it is. Sean Rogers swap assets to form alliance. I'll just put this on the IRC for everyone. There we go. Daily News. From Yahoo. Rogers is the company that I get my cable service
it's
through.
It's the main conglomerate fucking, what's that word, monopoly?
Monopoly.
That's basically on this coast, and they're gone. They're leaving us.
Yeah.
They're going back east.
Good, fuck off.
Bye-bye.
Anyone who ever doubts that, I'll put Ted Rogers' head on a stick rant that I did a while back. I'm glad to see him fucking go.
Canada's two largest cable companies, Shaw Communications and Rogers Communications, unveiled a plan on Thursday to divide up Canada's cable business, with each sewing up a region in a huge asset swap. The deal is meant to create super clusters for each company, meaning
There's
equal
a
consolidated...
fucking buzzword. Super clusters!
Oh,
yeah, that's all sexy.
Which will consolidate a focus
you get
on core areas.
That?
Yeah, you can.
In any case,
anyway, we get Shaw now instead of Rogers.
That's
which
right.
We don't know what it'll do. Hopefully,
well, it'll be all right.
Hopefully it'll at least be better, not...
Capone X, you
happy.
Have to get back in touch with me at Kennedy@rantradio.com. You haven't been sponsored. You're not officially part on the roster yet because I think I needed some more information from you. So, and that goes for anybody else who would like Emperor Chang. It's another dude. I have to hear back from you as
Emperor
well
because
I got Emperor Chang is someone
he's a
I've
new
been,
guy.
He's a new guy. He's been listening
wow.
to. I've been in contact with him. Emperor Chang has got the green light, but I need to know what city he lives in, so and his ICQ number, so that I can I can get him on the roster. But same with Capone X. I just got a couple of little things I need for the roster, and the both of you guys are in, but I just need some info for fuck's sakes, because I'm still a fuck up. I can't spell and I can't write fucking grammar worth a goddamn and speak anything.
Sean, that's because it's all your fault.
That's right.
It's all
my
Sean's fault.
Fucking fault. So, Capone X, Emperor Chang, sorry about this. I'm still working on all this crap. Please email me so I can get my bullshit sorted out. It's a lot of work to do this stuff, okay? So just fucking chill out. Emperor Chang is hilarious.
Yeah?
Emperor Chang's answers to the questions was choking me out, man. The guy's fucking killer funny. He's brilliant. He's totally good. The only thing that came close was Ronan Sariot's responses.
Came close.
Oh, yeah.
So he was better?
For Funny Lover. Oh, no, like... Ron Sariot's was better, but
okay.
Like this guy was just too funny. He's fully,
so he's like fully
well,
in.
Well, the most important thing in his life was to get me a decent used dictionary for under 50 cents at a garage sale. After reading some of my stuff, because I'm so bad.
Oh right,
stuff,
that's
yeah.
right. Yeah.
I mean, the guy's got a total sense of humor, and I
or instructions to find spell check on
Mort
your computer.
Mort69. No, I did not get your email. So
send it again. Resend.
So resend it
to this. Email
and
address.
Anybody else listening who wants to find out more about Cult and
should
possibly gain access.
Should I play what Cult's about?
You should, but
okay.
First I'm going to say it at the beginning, and then we'll say it in the rant. So anyone who... anybody who's... anybody who wants some information, make sure you email me at Kennedy, K KENNEDY at rantradio.com.
Just like the dead president.
And we'll set you right the fuck up.
And that's enough.
Let's play a rant.
Okay. Oh, the rant or the
let's
join the cult.
Actually, we got a new rant for you too. So
we do.
Let's do them back to back. Fuck it. Cue up.
Okay. Here's join the cult.
You know what? I get up in the morning and I look around at the world around me. You know what I see? I see a world filled with poison. I see a world filled with venom. I see a world that got taken over by corporations. We don't have any choice left anymore. I see a world where people are being driven to the last notch. I see a world where fucking six-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to. That's what I see.
Fuck,
you know what?
That.
I'm sick of it. I don't want to see it anymore, and that's why it's got to start.
Now! I'm talking about the cult. I'm talking about getting together as a group and organizing. I'm talking about Deckers. I'm talking about vampires, flesh trippers, Ronin. I'm talking about the gargoyles. I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K. Why? Because I'm Sean Kennedy and I'm the fucking man and I'm the man who's going to bring a whole new system into being. I don't think it's time that we sit back and try to get it going on with another delegation system. I don't think democracy works. I think what we need is another king. I think what we need something to be done. We need action to be taken. We need action to be taken just to protect ourselves, never mind anything else. When was the last time you thought your neighbors actually gave a shit about you? Well, what if the online community actually got together, actually got organized. That's right, the kind of shit that the CIA's been fucking afraid of for years. Whenever a hacker pops up, they're a super terrorist! You think that's good? You think that's the way to go? I don't think so, Holmes. I don't think that's what you want. I don't think you want to be taken away to some fucking jail cell somewhere and locked away after all your rights realized to be gone and nothing but a piece of paper that was long since forgotten anyway. You think that's what you want? No, it's not what you want. You want to be real. You'd like to be part of a community. You'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're gonna do, because I am sick of fucking death of all the crap that's been going on in the world. I am sick to death of just ranting and doing nothing about it. The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about cult, you want to get involved, email me at kennedy@rantradio.com, and I'll set you right the fuck up. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
It's Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
Okay, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man here, here to talk about something that needs to be said. Imagine that. Oh, what a shock. What a shift from the normal regime. What it is everyone's all going on about Napster. Napster, oh, Napster's going to destroy the recording industry. Napster opens huge security goals in your computer, and anyone can get in there. Like you have anything that anybody wants anyway, aside from other MP3s, which Napster gives them. In any case, and they're all like, oh, well, we're going to see music artists are going to starve because we're not using, you know, you're not giving them the money. Oh, wait, they only see like 10 fucking cents from an album or some god-awful shit like that. The only people who are gonna die is the record companies. Yeah, and do I hear anyone crying? Nope, no one's crying, no one cares. Why? Because they suck. Record companies bleed artists fucking dry and drop them by the side of the road. Don't believe me? Ask a record recording artist. They'll be the first ones to tell you. Where's all those one-hit wonders? They're fucking washing dishes now. They should have made all that money from that one-hit wonder. You know what one hit makes? Holy shit, that's millions. But do they see it? No, the record company doesn't. Now they're all scared shitless because guys like David Bowie can sell their shit direct over the net. Fucking A! I would gladly pay $2 to hear an awesome song. There's so few of them out there that, yeah, you could buy songs individually, review them, you know, on a shitty, say, like a totally shitty level of recording, and then you could buy it at a really high level recording for like 25 cents. The artists make a mint. There's no middleman. It's direct fucking sales. Well, why stop with music? You do it with books. Authors could publish online. The amount of people that way you wouldn't be limited by what you could read and who you could read. Everyone would be free. Information would be out there. You just forget all alliances, okay? Screw the alliances. You don't know these companies. Shit. And just buy direct from the artist. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
How the fuck can I argue with you?
Oh, yeah.
Not wrong.
Oh, yeah. You know.
That's right.
The truth is out there.
Boom, baby, boom. Almost died.
Somewhere out there, you know, the drummer from Whitesnake is going, yeah, man.
He tells
yeah,
the truth.
Yeah, man.
We would have made so much
we
if the internet
fucking,
was big
oh,
back then.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, man.
But I spent all my $10.
Fuck, yeah, man.
The only good thing that came out of that is we turned the bus into a bong, man. It sucked.
Yeah, no shit. No shit. So anyway, let's move right along here. Samir, what else we got going on in the news?
I have no idea. Unfortunately, I can't browse the news at work too much. Actually,
oh.
They don't let me have ICQ at work anymore.
They stopped you?
They stopped him from having
I'm at a bigger company now. And, you know, bigger companies
they actually
have these rules.
Mega corporations fucking suck!
That's right.
What you need is a wearable computer.
That's right.
That's
they can't monitor it.
So, in lieu of that...
What's that?
Well, it's my new glasses.
We're going to move on to a little bit of an announcement. Then we're going to move into some killer-ass fucking Unky Dax stories, because we got some mint fucking Unky Dax stories this week. Like,
there are a couple of news items. Tom Green has testicular cancer and has already been operated on.
Okay. Damn, did they save him?
Apparently.
Fuck.
At his website, you can make a contribution to cancer research under the heading of Tom Green's Nuts Fund.
Yeah, I'd like to kick him in the Tom Green Nuts Fund, okay?
Yes.
I think
that man
you only have half the chance of hitting him now.
Good point.
I'm half the man.
That means you have to kick him twice.
Like, increase your
that
chances.
Man, I mean, I saw him do a couple of funny things, but he very quickly became the most fucking annoying human being outside of Jim Carrey that I had ever seen.
Yeah, I saw the cover of The Province today, their prophet scribe. You bet I did.
Oh, we could talk about that.
Well, we'll talk about that, too. But in any case, big cult news. Big cult news. We should have, like, we should have that Pink Floyd song playing in the background here. We shrink the chain on the weakling. It'd be awesome. So just play that. If you have it on your MP3, play that on your radio or something. But you probably don't. You probably have everything all integrated. Then you're fucked. Anyway, so listen up. We've got a big fucking announcement. This is beautiful. Hoongun Enki, who is a fucking brilliant guy.
I thought he was a flesh stripper, but go ahead.
No, no, he's a Hoongun. He's a Hoongun flesh stripper.
Okay.
Flesh tripper. There's...
He works both ends of the street.
No, no, he's a Hoongun primarily, but he's just an adrenaline junkie on the
phone. Fuck it, it's Enki. We all know who the fuck we're talking about. Get on with it.
Anyhow, anyway, Hoongun Enki went and has built, we're just putting the finishing touches on it, the cult website, which is going to be operated like Slashdot, only it's going to have cult symbols instead of those stupid little nuts and bolts. It's going to have, like, clan-specific stories that are going to be going up there. It's
a skinnable website so that it looks like your clan.
You can customize it to your clan. We have Ronin clans where you can channel... where you can generalize it so it looks like a camouflage pattern. The vampire one, wherever they review it, will look like a goth pattern. The Hoongun one will look like, you know, crazy ass, you know, Tesliac shit going on there. It's going to be fucking deadly. And people like Prophet 4K and Prophet Scribe and Shazbort and a few of the other choice guys I got, like I'm thinking that Emperor Chang should probably get in there as well.
Yeah.
But these guys are going to be people that I'm going to set up to do story... like guys who are core, like Prophet 4K.
Story scrounging.
Who are going to sit there and they're going to have right to post.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to give them free reign, and then there's going to be about, by the end of it, I want to have about 50 core people who are going to be posting to this thing daily, and then, you know, they can submit stories and stuff, but we're going to have a fucking deadly website. We're talking splash page that's going to kick ass. And, of course, we're not going to be... you know, forgetting anybody who's put the work in. I mean, some of these guys have put in fucking a gob of work, and they're loyal as hell, and I totally just fucking, it's awesome the amount of work they've done. So that's a big one. That's going to be coming. And the new issue of Brainwashing, which will be far, far superior, because I'm going to get Sumerian to give me a hand with the post-production so that you're not like, you can't hear me anymore. He's going to help me with the post-production of it, and so it won't suck quite so bad. And then, I've got a whole boatload of fucking stories and clan stuff, and it's going to be very fucking cool. Very fucking cool.
I actually do have some more news. I forgot. I had some clippings here.
Ah, all right. So back over to Sim.
All right. This one's out of the province, because we get the province at work, and I just tear stories out of there, because that's all I can do. Sign of the future. This is very, very, very scary, and a very bad precedent. British insurance companies are using genetic testing to assess a person's risk of inheriting seriousness illnesses.
Fuck me.
People with a genetic tendency to chronic conditions will face significantly higher premiums for medical life and travel insurance. In the past, UK governments and ministers have considered banning genetic testing because of fears that it would create an underclass of unable to obtain insurance cover.
Jataka!
But after a consultation completed last week, the government is to sanction a series of reliable genetic testing that insurance firms can use. Worried consumers and civil liberties groups said the sections of society with serious medical complications may be left without cover.
Fuck.
If any of you have seen Gattaca, that's what the future is if this
keeps
going.
The movie to rent fuck, or, pardon me, acquire.
Acquire.
Acquire is Gattaca, because holy shit. Gattaca.
There's the manual for what's going to
happen. Gattaca and another film go hand in hand. Gattaca and Fortress.
Yes.
Are two films. One is the prison for the same world that Gattaca is. Gattaca is a better film.
Yeah.
But Gattaca and Fortress, if you want to have a good combo movie night. I'm going to talk more about that in Brainwashing, mm-hmm. but holy fuck.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm being genetically tested for my eligibility for fucking insurance.
I'm sorry, sir. Your genetic
they
testing.
They can have my DNA when they pry it out of my cold, dead ass.
Yeah, it's...
No fucking way am I ever going to give a fucking blood test for work. For anything.
That's
fuck
right.
Them.
Oh, yeah. It's
pee
it's...
in this jar for your job security.
Yeah, I'll,
fuck
I'll fucking
you.
Pee in your face.
I'm sorry, sir. You can't work here. You,
oh,
it shows that you're
okay.
Going.
You can't live here. Bam!
You have an 85% chance of a heart attack in the next 5 years. We
you
can't let you work here.
You have a 100% chance of dying in the next 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Titanium Engine, you got to throw your clan on there, buddy.
Matrix. What does the Matrix have to do with anything?
Oh, Matrix cleaned up on the Oscars tonight.
Oh,
wants no Matrix.
Did somebody just won again or something?
Yeah,
it's probably over by now.
They won two awards. They won for best special effects, best sound effects.
Has anyone heard or seen what they did for the musics? Because apparently one of the songs is from South Park the movie.
Oh, yes, yep.
Blame Canada.
Blame Canada.
And apparently I was hearing that they were going to have Robin Williams do it.
Yep. Well, it's already happened, so anybody on the IRC can tell us what happened with that.
Because I'm wondering
maybe
how they did it.
The awful F word, fart,
or
that they
fuck.
Couldn't say.
Fuck or fart. So how did he get through with it? That's what I'd like to know.
Yep. Hey, Tor84, you're a new listener.
Welcome to the stupidity.
Welcome to the stupidity that we call Rant Radio.
Ah, yes, the NRC is loading the fuck up.
You betcha. That's the way to go. And if you want to get to the IRC, either go to
five awards.
Dalnet servers in the Rant Radio channel, or you can go to the webpage, www.rantradio.com, and click on chat. And if you want to see us on the webcam, go to www.rantradio.com and click on webcam. It's really easy.
And if you can't figure out how to do that,
fuck
suck.
You!
You suck!
You can just sit there and stare at your Winamp little things going...
But that's okay,
listen
you're
to
listening,
us.
So
at least
you're
listening.
As you listen, we will cleanse your mind.
Yes.
This is your oral cleansing. Put on your headphones.
Weekly oral
close
cleansing.
Close your eyes. And grip something made of steel. And then eventually... We will shatter the image.
Try to avoid touching yourself. I know the temptation
is
there.
But,
yes.
But our sexy voices.
Would you fuck me?
I'd fuck me.
I'd fuck me. Just put the dog in the fucking basket. It rubs Rant Radio on its skin, or it gets the pose again. In any case,
got another story. This one's quite amusing. 8-year-old to get his two front teeth back.
Oh, this is brilliant.
The 8-year-old boy didn't have an appointment. He simply accompanied his teenage sister to a dental... Oh, I didn't know he didn't have an appointment. To a dental complex and was passing time in the play area when an employee approached and called his name. According to a lawsuit filed in Placer County Superior Court, the child was then led to a dental chair, injected with Novocaine, X-rayed and subjected to the removal of two front teeth by a dentist, allegedly because he'd been confused with another little boy.
What the fuck are you thinking?
No adult was consulted prior to this medical procedure, and no consent was given to conduct any procedure, the lawsuit states. There were...
What are you doing? Oh my god! Teeth out.
Now there's an experience that'll scar you for life.
No shit. Oh, I'm gonna
fucking
love that.
Shit.
I don't think he'll be going to the dentist in any of his future.
What's up, guys? I just found you out, and this is cool.
Woohoo!
Tor 84, you gotta know.
Look at the top of the screen. Listen to What the Hell, Sunday, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Tell
go to
all
webpage.
Of your friends. Carve it in your chest. Kill your family. Write
get
it
a tattoo.
Write it on the wall in your own semen.
It's fun. It's exciting.
Jerk
it's
off on your own
radio.
Make a snow angel. Go. Fuck a walrus. You like it. You like it. Don't you, bitch? Don't you look at me.
Yeah.
All right.
Smith acknowledged that there was a mistake had been made. Basically, it was an error in names. There were two boys that had the
no
same
shit.
Name.
Oh, wait. This is a mistake. We admit that. Oh, really?
And
I'd stick an axe in somebody's face.
Basically, we assumed we had the right boy. It was just a mix-up. An error on my part, not making sure the right... The baby, both teeth were removed, were deciduous, or baby teeth. And the boy would have lost them eventually anyway, Smith said.
Oh, my...
Excuse me! Not even an eight years old, you know when you walk into a dentist's office whether or not you're going to get your teeth pulled that day.
I think it's time
the kid have said, no, wait, you're not pulling any teeth from my fucking mouth.
What's that needle you're sticking in my gum?
At what point
I'm
you
just
put
here
up
with
resistance?
I'm just here with my sister.
No, no, big mistake, the diamonds are safe.
Fuck off!
I said that to my dentist.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, busy, I had a root canal done, and he had to scrape the friggin' bone. Yeah, no, that was to get the abscess out. He's scraping the bone, and he stops, and all of a sudden I look at him and I go, yes, the diamonds are safe, and he starts laughing, which is a real fucking mistake when somebody has a probe in your mouth.
As a rule, I don't let men put probes in my mouth, just as a personal fucking guideline. So, hey, somebody mentioned Melko? Fucking Zaxxon? Malco? What the fuck is your name?
Mlako?
Mlako! Hey, Mlako! There you go.
He's from Australia.
Oh, is he? Is he here from Australia?
Look at AU. Welcome from Australia. Welcome.
From Australia.
Welcome from
Australia. We need Cop Down Under! That's what we need!
Email
me
at
Kennedy at
Australia, 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 we love you.
There you go. Email that, Mr. Australia.
Yes, we need
we
Cult
need
Australia.
You.
Yeah, there you go. The Cult All Blacks.
The Cult All Blacks, yeah, Australian Cult All Blacks. And wait, they have huge internet laws in Australia.
They do.
Yeah, can get the...
Just so long as he's not a poofter.
he's not listening to this show on a poofter. No fucking chance. He's got his waddle in his hand and then the bottle in his hand right now. I promise you, man. He's going to be fucking nasty.
He left.
Oh. Yeah. No, Tori and Ford left. What are you talking about? Anyway, who fucking cares? We've got
here
guy.
They're not. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
That's
we got
right.
Our core people. We don't give a shit.
That's right.
In any case, so, yeah, so this kid gets his fucking teeth ripped out.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck are you thinking? Like, oh, why are we taking these teeth? Oh, I don't know. It's not like you're a doctor. You know,
he's 8 years old. He has a mind already. I mean.
Oh, does he?
At eight,
was he a Ritalin child?
At 8 years old.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
The doctor came at me with a fucking needle. I was talking about it. Why are you doing this?
Like, no kidding.
Is this
I'm like,
necessary?
Wow, I'm just busy. I'm just here with my sister.
You know what my kid would say? My kid would say, do you know who my dad is?
You may have seen him on such shows as CNN and the front cover of Time magazine.
Maybe you have seen him there. And if you haven't, if you don't know who my
Free
dad
Kennedy.
Is, holy fuck, are you ever going to?
Free Kennedy.
Free Kennedy. Oh, my God. Actually, we should start spray painting that on walls. Free Kennedy,
Free
even though I'm not in jail yet. We've got a jump start on
you
the
got
fucking
it.
Deal.
Well, you might as well.
Free Kennedy! That's awesome.
What
yeah,
does that mean?
I like that.
Oh, he's not in jail yet. But
I like that.
Yeah.
Incidentally,
that'll work.
Prophet 4K has got to send me that fucking picture, that JPEG he was working
got
on.
Got a new one?
Well, he's got one with some really cool writing in the background, these three like dark guyver looking like
that. That's the guy who's doing all the logos, right?
4K is the guy who did all the logos.
They're done.
They're all done. They're all
okay,
finished.
Okay, well, let's get those t-shirts going then.
Yeah, those are happening. And 4K is getting a free one. Shazbort's getting a free one.
Just so you know. We're making some t-shirts.
We're making some rant radio t-shirts.
And
the core boys are getting some good shit happening. We got some guys are talking about metal. Logos, emblems. He's actually doing it in a shop class.
Very cool.
Yeah, and he's talking about
Hey, good
about
project.
That.
Why make a bread box?
Why make a bread box? Make cult shit! Absolutely. Send us JPEGs. There's free... How do you get... A lot of people are asking us, but I'm getting a lot of email. How do we get free shit? How do we get Rant Radio stuff? How do we get free shirts? The easiest way to get your ass a free shirt or any free memorabilia...
Is do something
okay,
radical.
Okay, first of all, if you're a cult member, you don't get free cult memorabilia unless you're a cult member. Okay, so that's how that fucking shit works.
Make a shiv?
Make a shiv. Okay.
What is that?
A shiv is a prison knife.
It's a prison knife.
Ah!
Okay. In any case...
Whittled down
yeah,
food.
And then send it to Sean Kennedy in jail. Free Kennedy! Okay. And
why does this cake set off the metal detectors? Oh, it's, I don't know, a lot of iron in it, I guess.
In any case,
there's lots of mics.
Radio and offer you teenshrine.com, 150 megs of fast porn. Okay. Blacko, we love you.
porn. 150 megs is nothing.
Okay.
150
and
terabytes,
now a word
baby.
From Captain Whitebread.
If you're going to send something to someone in prison, do not make it out of metal. Make it out of high-intensity plastic like Kydex.
Kydex or a Zytel.
Yeah, therefore it will.
Ceramics are also pretty good, too.
Yeah.
As well, also.
They're heavy, though, right? Ceramics?
No, not really.
Not
close.
Really.
Close.
However, what else? Is that, those will not set off metal detectors when they put the little portable scanner in. And unless you're in some of the more high-tech prisons, then it will, they won't pick it up. They won't have an X-ray machine to check it out.
So make sure your prison doesn't have an X-ray machine before sending ceramics.
But the only way, like I was saying, the only way that you can get any free rant radio shit, you can't get free cult shit if you're not a cult member, so don't even fucking try.
And not a chance.
Not a fucking prayer.
You can get rant radio stuff.
You get rant radio stuff. The best way to do that is to make a promotion. If you do like a mural of a rant radio logo on a wall, spray paint it, take a JPEG of it, send it to us.
For sure.
You take some lawn killer.
Basically.
Take some lawn killer, the shit that kills grass for 3 years.
Go to your school.
Put www.rantradio and a big rant radio logo on a football field somewhere, and it dies.
If it's like a national team, like Seattle's team or Vancouver's team, you know. Right on the field?
Basically anything. If you write it on an overpass,
any major acts of vandalism will always be rewarded.
We don't condone them.
Bonus defacing a national monument.
Yeah.
You know that big Ku Klux Klan member with the two blinking lights in the Washington Capitol? Yeah, just spray paint www.radio.com.
Okay,
Prophet, right up there.
The logos can double as a jagged blade. Yeah, I see what you're saying there, but all publicity is good publicity. Could you imagine if they ran some big thing and we got charged? That got slash dotted. Holy shit. Everybody in the galaxy would be listening to Rant Radio. It fucking would be awesome.
That's right.
And this week, broadcasting live from a prison near you, it's Rant Radio.
Stick the sign on my ass and moon the press. There you go. You've got
that
it.
That would work. Get him in the shot going.
Or even if you just Photoshop that bitch together. You know, Photoshop celebrities wearing Rant Radio t-shirts and post it on posters. Make Rant Radio posters. We'll have a contest for make the best Rant Radio poster and then put it up places.
There you go.
Fuck yeah.
Optimus Prime is talking about dead hookers. That's interesting.
All hookers are going to die eventually, inevitably, and all that sort of thing.
Right, Rant Radio in dead hookers' bodies. Well, we won't condone that. And we won't say you're getting a t-shirt.
Some asshole sent me a dead hooker's body with Rant Radio coming. I'd send him a t-shirt. Fucking A, that son of a bitch gets a fucking t-shirt. Am I supporting violence, Sean Kay? Support it. Me? I'm the king of the shaved down 2x4.
What would you carve the logo in your body? Oh, you'd get two t-shirts.
Do you know what you just said there sounds like a good segue for me. For my story. This
Absolutely.
Day.
Speaking of condoning
violence.
You've
got one. You've got multiple stories. This isn't the Gross Hospital story, Rhett.
No.
Gross Hospital story is later. And also, we've got a giveaway, a phone-in giveaway at the end of the show. It is super cool.
And we've also got Gross Retail story.
Gross Retail story coming
up. We have a lot of good stories tonight.
And, of course, Movie Man.
Okay.
So, da-da-da. Here's Uncle Dak.
Uncle Dak. So, Uncle Dak is, in case he hasn't mentioned it, is now working at a hospital again.
Really?
Yes.
And he's got more stories.
Yes. This is not a Gross Hospital story, boys and girls. This is an Uncle Dak pissed off story. Uncle Dak is sitting in the hospital in emergency, just watching the doors, letting people come in and out, just keeping a handle on things. When in walks, I should say in runs, four Vietnamese kids, two Vietnamese girls.
Yes.
Now, we're talking about the kind that are basically driving, you know, BMWs. Mommy and daddy or, you know, whatever drug dealer they're working for is basically giving them enough, more than enough fucking cash than they obviously friggin' deserve. They're wearing designer fucking clothes. All of the guys have their fucking hair dyed blonde. Please, somebody, tell me what the fuck that's all about. But that's besides the point. That's not really what pissed Uncle Dak off.
They want to look like me.
No. It's like, and what happened was one of the girls had a cut hand.
Oh yeah,
it was a good bleeder. I mean, she needed stitches, but
it was a nasty cut.
It was a nasty cut, but it wasn't something that she was gonna die
from. She walked in.
Walked in under her own.
She still had a fucking hand.
Yeah, she had a hand. She had a cut on the palm of her hand.
Yeah.
So she's basically crying. Boyfriend's all upset. Now, unbeknownst to these little morons, we have something in hospitals called triage. What this means is roughly that somebody who's most hurt gets to go before somebody who's least hurt. Somebody with chest pains, who's like 70 years old, is going to be taken care of before somebody with a fucking cut hand. But try explaining that to these morons. So they proceed to get more and more agitated, especially one little dickhead. Finally, after about a half an hour of me trying to explain that we have two doctors on, and we have three cases of chest pains.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up and goes over and says, "This is fucking stupid. I'm going to go talk to the fucking doctor right now." Slams the door button to open the automatic door, which is something this little shit should not be doing in the first place.
Yeah.
Before he gets through the door, I get in his way. I stand there and I say, "Look, you have one choice right now. You can calm down, or you can leave. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. I mean, it's like there is no other choices. There's nothing else available to you at this point." I don't say that, but I just say, you have to calm down right now and sit down, or you're going to have to leave.
And you're the new door between the doctors and him.
So this numbnuts, who's maybe 5'4", shoves me.
Yeah. What?
He shoves me.
Oh.
He shoves me, tries to push past me. So
truly fearless.
Yeah, and very stupid. Now, I kept my calm. I spin his ass around, put a hand on the back of his collar, and I proceed to walk him out. Now, here's where your Uncle Dak made a mistake. You see, he thought he was dealing with human beings. No, he's dealing with a pack of jackals.
Rabid.
Rabid jackals. These rabid fucking jackals jumped me.
Four of them.
No, the girls
six
included.
Really?
All six of them.
All six, even the one with the cut on her hand.
Even the one with the cut basically started coming on me. I have more fucking punches and kicks being tossed onto my ass than I've ever fucking had before. I've been beaten up by fucking professionals. These fuckers are fucking pounding the crap out of me. The kid who was in front of me, I still had a hold of his collar. I yanked in tight, wrapped my arms around his chest, squeezed as hard as I could, and spun to the left. That tossed a few of them off me. I throw him to the side.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to me, he doesn't get back up.
You're kind of busy.
I'm busy at
it's
this
like,
time.
Now, there's still people on
yeah,
me.
Now, I'm trying to basically reach somebody, but every time I basically get reach out to get a hand on somebody, he moves back, and the other guys are just basically throwing punches on the side of me. I'm trying to basically get them off so I can get to something. Then the worst thing happens. Somehow these bastards got my legs out from underneath me, and I go down. They proceed to start putting the boots into my side. I curl up into a ball and try to get myself back up, but I can't, because every time I start to get back up, somebody basically kicks my ass back down.
Yep.
So, I'll be honest, I'm getting my ass kicked now, and I'm not very happy about this.
Yeah.
So, at this point, unbeknownst to me,
it's Uncle Dak speaking.
This is Uncle Dak speaking.
Maleko.
Well, yeah, okay. The admitting nurse, two of the nurses from Inside Emergency, and a civilian whose name is John Wills, who I know isn't listening right now. And Wills, you didn't hang around because I swear to God, buddy, I'd have taken you out for a half a dozen beers.
Too bad.
I owe your ass a big one.
Uh-huh.
These four people stepped in and managed to get a couple of people off me. Now, I did not know this at the time, but I will describe what Wills did. Apparently, Wills grabbed the kid from behind and pushed him away. The kid turned around and threw a punch at Wills. John Wills was the civilian who was there.
Oh, I see.
John Wills proceeded then to shove the kid into the wall. The kid bounced back from the wall. He spun him around, put him into a chicken wing, put his hand on the back of the kid's neck, and lifted him up and slammed his face into a wall.
Ooh.
He then held him there for the next 5 minutes by his arm and the back of his neck. Wills is a big, meaty construction worker. We're talking
the full-on working class
work
hero.
Boots, blue jeans, T-shirt, red and white checkered Mac jacket, and
sometimes there is a redneck around when you need one.
That's
No fucking lie, to top it all off, an actual John Deere baseball cap.
Oh, yeah. just to complete the ensemble.
Oh, I was this guy I'm in love with.
It's like, thank you.
Meanwhile, while this is going on, two of the nurses from emergency jumped on one of the chicks. This is the chick without the cut hand.
Okay.
They managed
leave
to
her alone.
They managed to wrestle her to the ground and held her there.
Yeah.
The girl with the cut hand, the admitting clerk got in front of and just basically held her back. She did not put up a fight at this point. She just basically stood behind the admitting nurse and just cried and yelled for her friends to either stop or what. God knows. They were speaking their little monkey language, okay? So So,
disclaimer, only Dak is racist.
Yes, thank you. So, I'm on the ground, and because of these wonderful individuals, some people are now taken off me.
Yeah.
And the guy that was standing on my left, who's all I could see was his feet,
yeah,
has stopped kicking me because he's looking to see what's going on. I see my opening. I grabbed the back of this guy's calf and squeezed as hard as he could.
Ooh.
He lifts up his leg and yells. I then put my other hand on his foot and yank. Whee! Timber! Smack! Head split open on the ground. It required 16 stitches to close the back of this kid's head.
Awesome.
I finally...
Remember, boys and girls, closer. Make sure that your target is not moving and or in contact or dead before you look away.
Yeah,
always
yeah.
confirm your kills.
We've learned this from movies, too.
So, I get back on my feet. The final kid, now, he's not a bad size. He's probably about the biggest one of them. He's maybe like 5'6", 5'7".
Yeah.
Somehow, as I throw punches, this kid blocks everything I throw
what?
At him.
What? Hey.
He then, no fucking lie, lifts his leg and sweep kicks my glasses off my face.
Wow.
Pardon?
A formidable foe.
I lose my temper.
I lose it.
I yell out, as loud as I can, unfortunately. All right, that's it. I've had it with you, you little fucking slope.
Oh.
Threw two more punches, which he blocked, and I then threw a jab, which caught him.
Oh, that's it. It's Uncle Dak. He's a killer. He's a machine. He's licensed to kill. He actually is licensed to kill.
I throw a punch and catch the little bastard in the throat.
Fatality.
He grabs his throat.
That's a good sign.
At that point, I get my hands on him.
Oh, he's busy with his throat at this point.
He then proceeded to fall into the ground with me riding on top of him. Splat!
Let's give a weight ratio
here. He's maybe 140 pounds. I'm 265.
Boom! A mighty crushing blow.
That's it. I held him there. The rest of the staff then showed up because they were calling this as a code white.
That's big, big bad.
That's the big, big bad. The staff shows up. They get me off the guy that I'm holding down whose face I'm grinding into the fucking pavement every time he moves. Screaming, stop fucking moving. Stop fucking moving. As I said, I kind of lost it at this point.
Well, understandable.
I'm 60 kilos. What? So, finally, the police showed up. To make a long story short, two of the kids were over 18.
Oh, Capone X wants to rant. Do you want to phone in Capone X in a little bit?
These two kids were basically both being charged. Sometime in the next couple of months, either May or June, I have to go to court... to basically testify as to what happened. They're also, I still don't know, when I last talked to them, they were talking about charging the female that got into the argument with the two nurses. Because she's also over 18. The rest of them, unfortunately, were minors, and which in Canada means you get a free fucking ride.
Yep, do whatever you want.
Well, that's the end of your Uncle Dak's story. But,
it was a good one.
I'm basically have to say that... I just don't like them. I mean, I was personally suffering my own little fucking case on there. I mean, they were coming through the wire at me. It was fucking insane. It was like, you know, Didi Mao, Didi Mao, you know.
Didi Mao.
Well, in all fairness.
You would have died, security guard. You number 10. We number 1.
quick impersonation for you. Duma. Yeah. So that's how that works.
Uncle Dak. Miliko says you swear a lot.
I do.
Calm down.
Yeah, Uncle Dak, he swears way too much.
No, yeah. Wait for it.
What the fuck is he talking about?
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Okay, you've got to know...
Sean K., who is he?
Who's Sean K.? Oh, Miliko. Okay, guys, take it easy.
He's going nuts. What's going on?
What's going on?
Who just said
who
that?
Who are you people? Okay.
You guys are crazy.
You crazy, motherfucker! Okay.
Mleko.
Mleko.
Mleko?
Mleko.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's all cool. That's all cool. Understand, we're not racist here at Rant Radio. We're only racist.
Only Dak is.
No, no, I'm not racist. Like I've said this before, I'm going to say this again. I don't care what color a person is. I don't care what religion a person is. I don't care where the fuck you were born. I don't care if you have two fucking heads. I don't care if you have a hand coming out of your ass. I don't care what the fuck. I only ask one thing. If you come to my country and you're going to live here, speak the fucking language!
In all seriousness, like if I went to Arabia and said I was going to open a computer supply store, my friends go, hey, Sean, that's a great fucking
idea. That's a good idea. They
need
computers there.
They need computers in Arabia. Everybody needs computers. But wait, do you speak Arabic? Well, no.
Well, that's
then there will be a barrier, then won't it, motherfucker?
Well, that's not a problem. They don't speak English here, and they sell computers.
Holy shit, man. Zhao Ming.
Zhao Ming.
My good friend Zhao Ming.
Tell the story of Zhao Ming, the first encounter with her.
I've already told it once. There's another story I want to tell. Time for a live rant session, okay? Live rant session this week. This week, my piss-off is... My piss-off is, you know how everybody in the news, like this touches on the front page of the province. My piss-off is, in the front page of the news, they're saying that, oh, we estimated our losses from this hacker to be near $40 million. We suspect our losses could race as high. Like, how many buzzwords have you got, President? We suspect that our losses could raise as high as $40 million. You're speculating on money that you've lost that you haven't even fucking made yet. Nobody, you're picking these numbers out of the fucking air when you got your lawyers. Yeah, that looks good. That's a good number. Like, who the fuck cooks this shit up? Oh, yeah, we lost $40 million because you've been stealing our ranch. So we think that Mr. Kennedy, you know, you're playing those music in the background of your ranch and you're getting listeners. So we think that you owe us about $80 million. No, fuck you! Well, that's a bad attitude. Yeah, no. A bad attitude is, where's your daughter? That's the bad attitude, okay? Shot cut to Profit 4K. Okay, that's right. I'm writing my name on your daughter's ass with his semen, all right? So fuck you! I hate this shit! The truth of the matter is you go and you look at this fucking world that's going on around us. This is why cult is more important than ever, I swear to God. You look at all this shit that's happening, and these people are like, oh, they're just picking fucking numbers. You're hurting us. You're destroying us. You're the ones who's hurting our culture and economy. No, we're not hurting it. We're the fucking cure, asshole. We are going to cut the middleman way the fuck out. We are going to cut it out so fucking far that it's like he's not even going to come back. We are going to bury the middleman alive. We have no time for it. It's the Global Village. Look, it bit you in the ass. It bit you right in the ass. ARPANET came back and kicked you in the nuts twice. Punt, punt. Okay? There you go. Have some of that. Because the truth of the matter is that we, as a culture, as a subculture, the rejected subculture who's decided, wait, maybe there's things more important in life than my TV. Maybe there's things more important in life than my jeans. Maybe there's things more important in life than buying the right fucking car. Maybe the world I'm living in is actually a big fat bag of shit. Maybe if I were to find out what's really going on, increase my own brain power, and make myself an actual knowledge-based employee so that I am essential rather than just a fucking sweatshop worker, because that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to come on. We're going to turn into sweatshop workers. There's going to be dual classes, people. There's going to be ultra-high class and fucking construction wage slaves. And that's where it's going to go. And if you don't believe me, you're a fucking moron, because look around. It's been happening for fucking years. Big cycle coming up. Industrial Revolution, sweatshop shit is happening. That's why everyone's so happy that Russia turned to shit. Oh, Russia's economy's fucked up now. Oh, now we can get little babushka grandmothers owning sweatshop shit going on. That's exactly what is going to happen, and we got to be ready for it. So, what is the solution? Number one, we must all ally under the giant fucking K. And having contact, KennedyRantRadio.com. You need that shit. And then gradually, when we get our numbers big enough, we'll just fucking cut them off. We'll live our own lives. Cult people doing business with other cult members. Downloading cult art. Listening to cult music. Because we don't fucking care. We've had it. We tried it the other way. And consider the alternative. Consider the alternative. What? You're going to go back and listen to more Britney Spears? Wait. No, I'd rather flip open my own head with a spoon. How about... I'm sorry. I have sucked my own cock long enough. Okay? The masturbational fantasy that is modern media. Like Much Music? Yeah, they'll put me on Much Music. Oh, yeah. Put my ass on Oprah. Oh, baby. Man, I'd eat those fucking people alive. And you know what? You know why they wouldn't give me a forum? You know why they won't? Because I would tell the truth, and people would get behind me on fucking mass.
Too scary.
Oh, no.
They'll
no,
go,
no.
Hey, that guy tells the truth.
That guy tells the truth.
We've been in the dark all this time.
Well, because everybody knows it. Everybody knows it, but they're all scared to say it.
That's right.
You can't argue with the fucking truth. It's the fucking truth. Let's segue into something else. Let's go to a gross retail fucking story. You got that's another fucking thing. Ronan Saria with a gross retail story.
All right, Mleko, just to let you know, the guy with the deep, dark voice, and because evil, all the ones that are fucking aboriginal stories of nightmarish creatures coming from the dark, ripping off babies' heads, is about me. Now, a good buddy of mine that you haven't seen here for a couple weeks, the chicken.
Yeah.
God love him. He's a good guy.
About 4 weeks, I think.
Yeah, he's about 4 weeks out now.
God bless him.
God bless him. We do miss him. Anyways, he relayed this story to me. And Prophet Scribe, I know you're going to get a kick out of this one. Turns out, as we all know, the chicken, the poor bastard, works not only for the government now, but he also works for the mega corporation Home Depot. Now
he's got to make a living. Bastard. He's got to make a living.
He got you push with the cock he got.
Stick it to the man.
You got to stick it to the man. Anyways, down in the Vancouver location, as you might know, well, you probably don't know because I'm going to tell you for the first time. Because it is the Vancouver store, they've gone 24 hours.
And really?
They're Home Depot is branching out. So they're fucking people 24 hours a day now. Anyways, it's also the big hubbub of, like, psycho people on the street. So this fucking guy comes in, and he's got a backpack on, and he's limping, and he's, like, talking to himself. And he's, like, stamping his foot every fucking time he hits the ground.
Yeah.
And nobody can understand what the fuck's going on with this guy. So this guy makes his way out to the garden center. And all the staff members there are like, what the fuck? What's this guy doing? So they
looking for some fertilizer.
Or something. So they figure, and this is probably the smart thing to do, that they should probably keep an eye on this guy, because he's probably a fucking psycho. Anyways, they hear this really weird noise start up, and then the screaming.
Holy crap.
And they go outside into the garden center, and this guy is taking out his backpack, and he's taking out an electric chainsaw, and he's cut his foot off.
Oh, my God.
What? This has been confirmed. I know people that were there. This is straight up the truth.
The guy took out an electric chainsaw and cut his own foot off.
Apparently, well, he tried to, but it hit the shin bone and cut about three quarters of the way foot. And then after it hit the bone, it pulled the cord out because it was on a short cord. Oh. So the vibrations kind of like stopped it.
He needs a battery-powered one or gas.
But it turns out this fucking psycho thought that his foot was causing him a lot of problems, so he would cut it off. Foot went bad, so I had to cut it off. Except he
did. Foot went bad.
So he didn't quite manage to finish the job. Now, had he had a Husqvarna,
right through.
Fuck all that. I would have waded into that cocksucker with a mining pick. Hey, asshole, pang. Fuck you. He's cutting off his own foot with a goddamn chainsaw? I mean, he's got balls.
Yep.
I mean, that's got to sting.
Hopefully he still has balls.
You know, that'll make your eyes water.
Unlike Dak's story.
Why
bother with the mining pick? Just leave him do his own thing.
Yeah, fuck, I get that, brother. Your corn came unplugged. Let me help you with that. There you go, buddy.
Thanks, man.
So, anyways, this makes me laugh when I think about this. All the department managers and some of the other employees have to go through first aid training at Home Depot.
Oh, this will put them to the test.
Can you imagine coming out on scene to some fucker who's trying to cut his own foot off yet is failing?
Okay.
And having to work on that.
First rule of first aid, cover your own ass. I'm not going near that motherfucker. He's still conscious and he's got a chainsaw and he just tried to cut his own fucking foot off.
He probably doesn't want help.
Yeah, I'm thinking at this stage that I'm winking at him with a .38. That's a 9mm pill for you, fuck nuts.
Let me guess. Bed's all full. Out on day pass, right?
That's all full. Come back later.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So, that was my gross retail story for the night.
So, what happened to this fucking guy?
Apparently, they tried to patch him up, and they sent him off to the loony bin.
Yeah.
What, in a fucking taxi? Like, did the ambulance come? I'm sorry, sir. You can't cut your foot off here.
Here's $20.
Please leave. I think the cops showed up, actually.
I would fucking think so. Hey there. What are you going to say as a cop? Hi, how you doing?
You're not allowed to cut your foot off there.
I noticed that you're can't help but noticing you're trying to cut your own fucking foot off there.
Prophet Fork, that was a very clever joke. I laughed much at you.
Oh, my God.
I'll buy you a pair of shoes if you can cut your own foot.
Oh, my God.
Maybe
oh
I can get half off.
Oh, my God.
Very clever.
In any case, moving right along, let's go.
I got some stuff.
We got
some stuff to play.
All right, let's play some shit. Oh, we have a great thing that was sent to us. So you want to play
that's
that?
That's later.
That's later?
A little after this, we'll come back, talk a bit more, play this.
Prophet Scribe sent some shit to us that
it's
is
great.
Pretty mighty. Pretty mighty.
It's very good.
Very mighty. And we cleaned it up audio-wise as best we could.
Yeah.
So it's the reception's a little shitty, but we ran it through some shit to try to clean it up. And it's cult-related, so it's pretty fucking sweet.
Here's Dr. Seuss, Books from the Hood, and then a song called Teenage Suicide.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It's pretty cool.
Excellent.
So we're
going to
play that. Here we go. You're listening to What the Hell on Rant Radio. Back in a bit.
I just don't understand why my son can't read.
These days, it's getting harder and harder for teachers to reach some children.
All he does is sit and listen to rap music.
So in keeping with the times, Big Pimp Mac Daddy Books presents Dr. Seuss's Books from the Hood.
One bitch, two bitch, dead bitch, blue bitch.
All the classics translated into a more understandable composition. With titles such as The Cat in the Backwards Baseball Hat, Horton Here's a Hoe, and How the Bitch Stole Christmas.
I will not diss green eggs over math. I will not diss them, Sam I Am.
Dr. Seuss's Books from the Hood.
Well, son, which would you like to read next? Rocket in My Pocket or Hop on Mom?
Call 1-Fox in Detox today.
I'm watching this show about teenage suicide the other day. Teen suicide. I'm sitting there, I'm not really scared of teen suicide. I'm not really watching my friends for any symptoms because there's no black kids killing themselves. So white kids from the suburbs with cars and allowances. Allowance? I was allowed to go outside. You think about it should be the other way around because there's a lot of black kids. A lot of black kids come home every day. It's like, oh, God, we live in the projects. We're on welfare. I have no father. My mother's 5 years older than me. Some white kid misses an episode of St. Elsewhere. You got to bolt the windows and lock the medicine chest. I'm sure white kids have problems too. I know they come home and like, oh God, my lips are chapped. My car's a Nova. Wham's breaking up.
Fuck up. Fuck up.
That was a fuck
was
up. That was a
song.
Funny ass
It was
fuck
good.
Up.
I like it, but that wasn't what I was supposed to play. Anyway, we're just going to move on to that, the Prophet Shazbort?
Prophet Scribe.
Prophet Scribe. What Prophet Scribe
is Prophet Scribe still in the house? Yes, he is. Good.
Awesome.
So, Prophet Scribe, we got this bitch here for you.
Mm-hmm.
We got this bitch here. We listen to much. No more Ebonic shit. It's starting to get.
Nothing personal, but let's just call a spade, but everyone here is white, so let's just stop acting like a bunch of
black people.
I wasn't going to say black people. I wasn't going to say niggers. I was going to say street scum. But
well, no, because it's...
put another way, we have our own perfectly valid culture. We don't need to borrow it from them.
Whoa, wait.
What culture?
Wait, hold it. Okay, first of all, the entire cultural thing is bullshit, okay? If you want to talk like you're black, white, Irish, British, whatever, that's fucking great. Just take what you like. If you want to talk that way, I say more power to you. Don't talk that way because you're not that color. Fuck that. If you want to go and talk Ebonics, go hard, retard. As long as people can understand you, and if that's the way you want to be, it's just like the clothing you wear. It's just the method of your speech.
No, I'm not saying that people can't do this. I'm just saying that the concept of a cultural smorgasbord is, well, fucking stupid.
No, that's the way it's got to be. Because if it doesn't go that way, you're just going to have wars on wars on wars. That's the beautiful thing about Canada. It's because Canada, we don't got all this, years and years of fucking hatred shit built up. Whereas, down in Rwanda and all of these African countries, they're all killing each other.
Years.
They got thousands of years
thousands.
Of this shit. Same with the East. I'm not going to get on a big political fucking soapbox here.
But I'm Irish. I'm perfectly happy hating the English.
Oh, you go ahead and hate the English. But the thing is that eventually it comes to the point where we got to start up shooting each other, and you got to ally with everyone who's a different
too.
Color just because you have the same ideas. That's the fucking idea. And Titanium Midget? where...
What's up?
What's up? And where is your fucking clan name? You should put a clan name on there, Titanium Midget.
Yeah, man.
What are you doing? That way your brethren know you. Freaky. If you're going to be on this show and you're in the clan, by God, in the clan.
In the
cult. Oops. In the cult. Yes, if you're on the show and you're in the cult, then you should put your cult name in the IRC. In any case.
We're going to go on.
So this is, speaking of cult clans. Kennedy's cult
clan. Like 9 miles of broken glass.
Oh, my God. Here we go. And I'm going to hell for that one. Kennedy's a racist. He has 3 consonants. Oh, my God. You know, what the hell?
Okay, here's, who's it?
Prophet Scribe.
Prophet Scribe on prophets.
We have been among you from the beginning. We have foretold of the end. We write, and your mind is open. We paint and show you the world. We sculpt, and you learn to see with your hands. We sing and touch your soul. Judge us not for our art, for there is only one constant, the truth. And truth is beauty. The greatest minds of our time, the greatest minds of all time, are among our ranks. The written word has existed for over 5 millennia. Man has painted with his hands for 5 times that. We have built the greatest structures known to man. Our works will last throughout time. We already know the secret to immortality. Expression is not our lot, it is our destiny. But think us not meek. We have destroyed corporations, toppled governments, shattered religions. We have been ridiculed, betrayed, hunted, imprisoned, tortured, and murdered. We are feared for our power, and that power is the truth. It is the greatest power of all. We seek the truth.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
Hey, we're back. All righty,
we're back in the house. What do you really say after something like that, eh?
Prophet Scribe! You know I hate that fucking piece of music. You did that specifically for Ronan Furriot, didn't you?
You hate...
Didn't you?
You hate...
Thanks a lot, buddy.
That piece of music?
That's an inside joke. He'll get it.
That piece of music, for anyone who's wondering, that's the Carmina Burana by a guy by the name of Carl
O Fortuno. The particular piece is called O Fortuno.
By Gary Coleman, to put it in perspective.
By Carl Orff.
But it's like the most used piece of music for mood, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, they use it, you know, vampire, anything that's supposed to be, you know, epic. That's epic.
That's epic music.
No. It's actually, the actual piece of music is about demons.
Yes.
Yeah. It's actually about demons.
That and basically Wagner are like, you know, your two German... I mean, these music are definitely responsible for the fucking Nazis, I'll tell you that much.
In any case, so we're moving right along here.
We're going to go to the Movie Man.
Movie Man?
Yeah.
Movie Man.
It's
10 after 10. It's time to do the Movie Man.
Time to call Movie Man.
Which is not specifically time at 10 after 10. It's just around 10 o'clock is when we phone him, just to bug him in the middle of a movie. So, yeah, here it is.
Movie Man!
production value. You get your money's worth when you buy the insects, buy retards on CD.
And basically, what can you say wrong about basically singing retards? I mean,
you can't. You can't go wrong with that.
Singing tards, I mean.
Oh, my God.
We're going to piss off a whole...
Ryan out right now, so we'll leave a message.
Ah!
Fuck!
We rely on you to... We rely on you to fill the 5 minutes of space.
And you can't fucking even do that.
You can't be there for us. I mean, what are we going to do for the last 5 minutes of this show?
You're fired!
Movie Man, how fucking dare you have a life?
Oh, my God.
That totally sucks ass.
You're fired again.
Call you next week.
We'll call him next week.
Just to clarify, Movie Man doesn't have a life. Ronan's their aunt knows this.
Okay. Well, what is he doing? He must be in the bathroom then, eh?
Either that or masturbating.
No, he couldn't.
But he couldn't reach the phone. He didn't want to get a sticky.
No,
you know?
He was listening to it on the headphones, and he couldn't. You know, yeah. He couldn't stop himself. He's currently writing my name on the wall. And
Big K.
Big K.
Special K.
Three squirts.
It's the special.
One straight up, one to the side, one down.
Yes. Wow, has this ever gone down fucking hill?
Okay, we had somebody who watched a movie. You want to give the review of that movie?
Actually, I went and saw quite a few movies today. I went and saw Mission to Mars, which I know you guys reviewed last weekend.
Yeah, we don't do that one.
Yep. I then basically went and saw Fantasia, which I actually...
2000.
Fantasia 2000, which I really fucking enjoyed. I thought it was a nice piece of, like, you know, Disney tripe.
We did that one too as well.
But it was actually... And then I rented a film. I rented a film called The Limey, which is about with the actor Terrence Stamp and Peter Fonda, which is basically about an old British hood who basically goes to L.A. to, well, kill everybody who might have fucked with his daughter.
It's brutal.
It is a great fucking film.
Clipping your nails with
a pair of wire cutters.
Oh, my eye! fuck!
I watched the same film on the way back from Turks and Caicos. And
you didn't like it.
I didn't like it. It seemed very... It just didn't go anywhere.
Do you remember?
The guy just
kind of a funny thing. Do you remember that those sequences in which they showed these like looked like from an old film?
Yes.
Yeah, that film was called Poor Cow, which is about a poor British kid who ends up basically getting involved in crime.
Okay.
The funny part was they took the same name, so technically that's the same character.
Sequel.
Well, kind of the same character. It wasn't the intention when they made the movie. They just took the scenes and worked it in that way. So
you know, a movie's going to do good when it has the name Poor Cow.
Well, I mean, you can knock it. It was the first film with Malcolm McDowell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was his starting role. So I'm definitely giving The Limey thumbs up, and I'm suggesting you should see it for no other reason than for the very, very, very cool ways that he takes care of the people in this film.
Oh, yeah, he does do it.
On a note, guys in the IMRC are talking about Jet Li. Well,
a lot of people don't really know
why this.
Why are they talking about Jet
Li? Because somebody mentioned that Romeo Must Die. Now,
a lot
of people may not know is I personally think that Jet Li is... the fucking shit. I'm a big Jet Li junkie.
He's awesome.
And
you get a hard on. You get a fucking tent in your pants when you talk about Jet Li.
Oh, Jet Li fucking slays.
When he jumps up in the air.
Mainly because I'm looking at Sean K's crotch all the time.
That's, you know. In any case, the truth of the matter is that Jet Li fucking slays ass. And Last Man Standing is a good fucking movie. But the truth of the matter is that I went and saw Romeo Must Die. And I've also... The quintessential Jet Li movie to watch is...
So far
that we've seen. Now, I've also started getting the Japanese movies like Once Upon a Time in China, Once Upon a Time in China 2, High Risk.
Hong Kong is a piece of shit.
Once Upon a Time in China 1 isn't bad. Once Upon a Time in China 2 is better.
Better.
The best one is Fist of Legend if you want to watch Jet Li kick some fucking hard ass. And the Romeo Must Die is the Jackie Chan... trying to make Jet Li into Jackie Chan for the Western culture. It kind of pissed me off because they do some Matrix-style shit in it, but it's worth seeing if you're into some good shit. But they're trying to make Jet Li, who's a martial artist, into a Chinese acrobat, which he's not. And whereas Jackie Chan is a Chinese acrobat. And that's not a slight against Jackie Chan. Anybody who knows anything about anything that knows anything about Chinese acrobats, I mean, they're fucking rude. But
yeah.
The truth of the matter is
they can fall four stories and just get up and walk
Speaking
away.
About Jackie Chan, as I was going through the theater, I saw a poster for a new film. Don't ask me the fucking name of it. But
what's the name of it?
Gorgeous?
I know. It's basically got Jackie Chan as a cowboy.
Ah, yes. High Noon.
No, is it High Noon?
I think it's called High Noon.
Yeah,
that was a working title.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't think that's the title, but...
I know about it, yeah.
Yeah, it is...
Coming
up.
Soon?
Coming soon, Jackie Chan as a martial arts cowboy.
Woohoo!
Why not?
Can't go wrong with that.
work for Kung Fu. What would be awesome is if they all played him like he was from Texas, and
yeah.
He spoke with the Chinese accent, and he just made it like he was from Texas.
What's that noise?
That
rushing
would be,
water.
Water.
Quoth.
Ah, okay. I see. Sim, respond. What did you say? I have no idea. Whatever.
Voodoo Glow Skull. Hello, Voodoo Glow Skull.
Welcome to the stupidity, Voodoo Glow Skull.
La la la, la la la. No, I see no questions for me, so
Hogan,
I can't respond.
Hogan Midget.
Hogan Midget. Hogan. Hoongan Midget.
Hoongan Midget.
Midget.
Hoongan.
That's Titanium Midget. Actually, yeah, Titanium
is
Midget.
Is he a Hoongan?
Yes, he's Hoongan.
Prophet Fork wants to send you a file, Sim.
Oh, okay.
What are you getting at?
Oh, okay. Where is it? On the FTP site, or...?
Fuck it. Just send it to my ICQ, Fork. But you can send it here, too. But definitely
yeah,
make sure you send it to
Yeah, upload to the FTP
me.
Site or whatever. So, what shall we do now?
Well, we've talked about the... how about Gross Hospital Story?
Gross Hospital Story.
You want to do that?
I
okay.
Know.
We'll do a Gross Hospital Story, queuing up the intro. La, 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 la. There it is. Here it is. Gross Hospital Story.
Now,
once again,
it's time
for Gross Hospital Stories.
The guys downstairs fight every Sunday night. They're like yelling at each other for 2 hours.
A religious experience.
We're just talking about fighting.
I had the volume up on my stereo, and I'm not. It's really not a good idea because I live in an apartment complex, and I'm saying they must be used to it by now. Every Sunday night from like 9 to 11, the people downstairs like fight for 2 hours. They just yell at each other all night. And
like I said, it's a religious experience.
The funny thing is
we've got a candle going.
When I was moving, quick story. When I came back from the army, there was these. I was staying with this girl. And there was these. This was down in English Bay, which is like the gay populace. It's the San Francisco of Vancouver, right?
You know
what I mean? So anyway, there was these two gay guys who lived below us who would get into these big fights. Okay. And they would always go,
they make up?
You Felcher! No, you're a Felcher!
You fucking bitch, you don't love me! And all this kind of shit.
Would
and
they make
I
up
would,
after?
I would sit on... Wait for it. I would sit on the fucking porch, and I would listen to this, and I would laugh my fucking balls off, man. I would fucking howl. There's nothing funnier than hearing two grown men yell at each other because they're lovers. I mean, it is fucking brilliant. Not only... And then... They would, like, open the window and have loud sex to make up and be like, oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me good. Oh, fuck me. And I'm like, it's a good thing they made so much goddamn noise because my head hitting the floor from laughing so fucking hard would have just, you know, I was like, oh, my God. Like, it was better than video.
Yeah.
You know, it was fucking brutal.
Oh.
So it was just sexy. Anyway.
Yes. In case your Uncle Dak hadn't mentioned it. He works at a hospital now,
Uncle Dad,
which is
really?
kind of a coincidence because before that, I spent 5 years.
How long?
5 years.
5 years.
5 years working at another hospital. Well, anyhow, at this hospital, I have kind of I have a gross hospital story to tell, but it's also what I like to call one of the saddest fucking situations I had ever seen.
Oh no!
This is Monday night. So your Uncle Dak is basically walking around inside of emergency, just keeping everything calm, keeping everything cool. When in rock about 7:30, just a few minutes before we locked the door up, these two, this couple, Chinese man, Chinese woman, come in holding a small child, young girl, about 2.5 years old.
Yeah.
She has somehow, in the last little while, managed to get her hands on a live extension cord.
Ooh.
Her right hand is burnt
uh-huh.
to the point that it is black.
Ugh.
There are bones exposed.
Ooh.
The nails have popped off the ends of the fingers.
Yum. Wait.
wait for it, her right cheek is burnt back to the base of it, to the point that you can see the exposed teeth and gums.
How would that happen? I can understand the hand.
If she had the extension cord in her mouth.
Ah!
Her breathing
Yum.
Is extreme.
So it's like hand to mouth.
She's extremely fucking shallow breathing. She's rasping. You can hear the air basically just literally rattling in and out of her chest. And the parents, with the look of just like fucking terror, horror, not knowing what to do,
yeah.
hand the child towards me.
Yeah.
Like, as if I can fucking do anything. So at that point...
I don't want to touch that, it's dirty.
at that point, the only thing I could fucking do is I stared for a good second, and I know it seemed longer in my fucking head,
like,
but...
Chunk, chunk.
But I was like, I was, and if you'll excuse the expression, I was shocked. I was fucking terrified. I was totally unable to handle it at a second, even just for a few seconds. I then turn around, hit the emergency alarm for the nurses, and then hit the door to open the door, and out, basically, the nurses and the staff are like, what the hell did you do that for? I then shoo the parents in with the kid. The staff gets a look at the kid. The nurse there, her eyes bug out of her fucking head. She then basically takes a second, grabs the kid. They start wrapping up the hand, wrapping up the face. They call St. Children's Hospital, which is close by, and they transfer the kid right there because we do not have a trauma center that has any way, shape, or form the ability to take care of this level
really?
of an injury. Yeah, yeah. This is going to require immediate skin grafts, or the kid's going to like be permanently fucked up. So they run the kid out of there within, literally from the time she walked in the door till the time she was on her way to Children's was less than 10 minutes. So
not bad.
They are moving with a fucking purpose.
Yeah.
Goal-oriented individuals.
Yeah. So, anyhow, about 2 hours later, we get the word back. They're working on the grafts for the cheek, but they were unable to save the right hand.
Ooh.
So there's a kid who's going to have a future in the circus.
No, I'm sorry. I can't make a joke because a child is one of those fucking things where, like, literally, I can't make a joke about
now,
it.
Now, how would it happen? How would something like that happen?
Literally, the kid was probably pulling around with with an extension cord.
The kid was probably trying to chew through an extension cord.
Possibly. Either the kid was
yeah, it could be.
That blew his whole fucking head off.
No, she did.
3 feet in the air.
A little girl, 2.5 years old.
Oh, well, now, whose fault is that? That's the parents' fault, is what that is.
The thing is...
You know, monitoring or how the fuck? What, you didn't notice your child chewing on this rubber cord?
No, I mean, let's put it this way: you can basically pick on the fucking parents, and I guarantee you, they're doing it to themselves. At least if they're decent human beings, they fucking are.
There's the big
ass. Yeah, if they're I know. Anyhow, about the next day, I get up. The first thing your Uncle Dak does is he calls up his brother. And he basically finds out, even though his two nephews are 8 and 6 years old, he wanted to make sure that, like, they had those little cover plugs in all the fucking...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I mean, you gotta laugh at this shit, boys, because...
I can laugh at it.
What else are you gonna do?
Yeah.
You know, what else are you gonna do? It's not...
That's how you deal with it.
If I ever caught some fucker trying to hurt a kid, wow.
Yeah.
That's why the Daxter... You want to hear a cool... We're going to do another fucking cool story. Who wants to hear the story of how Dak caught a fucking rapist? This is my favorite story to tell. I love telling this story. This is my favorite story. And, in fact, the Paladin has also caught a rapist. Everybody gets to tell a fucking rapist. Everybody gets to catch a rapist but Sean K. And do you know why that is?
Because it's your fault. It's
and Ronan Sariot.
Because it's Sean K's fault.
You know, do you know why?
No, that's
do you
not
know why.
Why
I'm not having
no,
fun?
No, I know why.
The reason why is because it's God. Man, did you just see what God did to us, man? The reason why that Sean K. the fucking man has not caught a rape is because God is not ready to send someone to that kind of a...
Hell.
That kind of a hell.
A living hell. A living hell.
Because... if I ever caught a rapist, if I found a rapist that night, by the fuck, they'd find him there the next morning. Whereas if Ronan Sariot caught one, they'd never find him.
That's the fucking truth.
That is the fucking truth. Okay, the real quick, we're going to fill some time here. I'm going to tell the Daxter fucking rape story. This is my favorite fucking story to tell.
And you tell this story more than I tell this story.
I know, it's a beautiful fucking story. All right, the story is this. Once upon a time, we were down at Langley Memorial Hospital, okay, and this is true. Yes, Maliko, shut the fuck up, will ya?
We will have a question.
Jesus Christ, man.
Okay. We'll have a question and answer period a little bit later.
And not just that, but after the show is over, go to the What the Hell show and then take a look at all of our pictures.
Yeah,
www.rantradio.com.
Read everything.
But,
there you go. All right,
but up until then, be cool.
Be cool. Be cool, man.
Okay, now, back to the fucking story. See, there's Uncle Dak. He's sitting there, you know, in his little chair there, and he's reading his, well, let's be real, the big chair there. And he's reading his book, and you hear this ding, ding.
Dak, this is God. Go outside.
Now, normally you don't do a perimeter check when you're interior security officer. I'm going to check around the back of the hospital, make sure the dumpsters are okay. You know, normally
yep, still there, still blue.
You don't do that shit, okay? So Dak gets this little symbol in his head. It goes...
Go outside.
So Dak gets up for no reason. Now, bear in mind, this is when Dak was early on, so Dak still had the... Dak is no longer allowed to carry the 8-cell mag light.
They took it away from me.
Because...
Oh, God, the inverted lightsaber.
Because, you see, an 8-cell... Oh, my. The 8-cell... Somebody kill Malik. Okay. If the 8-cell maglite, if anyone wants to know, is like 20 pounds. It weighs like fucking 2 tons worth of shit, and it's brutal. It's a baseball bat that shows light. Okay,
good
that's
for
all
signaling
it does.
UFOs.
I mean, fuck you. You may as well put an LED light on the end of a bat, fill it with solid lead, and call it a flash.
Do not point at face. Burning warning.
Yeah, you know it's and the. Anyway, this is so it's the big fat one, you know, that's like goes down past your knee when you stick it in the belt loop. So, and then of course we have Dak the maniac fucking carrying this thing. So he goes outside, brought by God, by the shining star, and he walks down alongside the hospital. Now, shock cut two. 3 months prior, there was this nut bar who stayed at the hospital, okay, and he was all like,
real nut bars.
As nut bars are lost, as are, you know, prone to do. And he sees this nurse, so he gropes himself, grabs his crotch, and thinks about the nurse, and proceeds to do this. Eventually, he is then released from the hospital.
Because our federal government felt that, you know, just groping and touching himself made him basically sane, so he's allowed to go out into the street.
So he leaves the hospital, but he can't get the nurse out of his mind. So what he does is he goes and he waits. And he waits by in the parking lot one day for the nurse to come out. The nurse is going to come out, and then he's going to grab the nurse. And he's going to show her how much he loves her by fucking raping her ass. So the nurse comes out, and he sees her. And his pulse starts to quicken, and he runs, and he grabs her, and he smashes her one in the fucking face. And she goes down, and she can't scream, she can't cry, she's in shock. And he grabs her by the hair, and he drags her into the bushes. And he takes her, and he throws her up against the wall, and now's his chance. Now he can show her what he really fucking thinks. And he tears at her shirt, and he's looking down at her bare, exposed, naked, pale breast. And he's so involved with this, but he does not notice the large, dark shadow. With the
darkness
and magic,
although I see absolute horror, I cannot live, I cannot die.
Now, what people don't know is that Dak used to play ball in the States. That would be football. Now, this guy was...
Not soccer. Football.
Now, what this guy was he was about, 5'8", 5'9", maybe 130, 145 pounds. So he's small, whereas Dak is not small. Okay, so Dak goes, drops the shoulder, because... Dak, in all honesty, is just looking for a good way to die. Okay, that's all he's doing. He's like, oh, great, I get to kill this person. All right, no word of a lie. This is God's truth, okay? He fucking drops his shoulder and lays into this fucking guy.
Freight train.
Bang! He hits wall. Then he drops to his knees because he's having problems breathing because his chest is all broken. He drops to his knees. Daxter grabs him by the back of the collar, draws the aforementioned maglite. It goes way up.
It's in the mail, boys and girls.
Shot cut of the moon with maglite overcoming the moon in silhouette. And then re-entry burn lines as the maglite comes back down towards from space. He then smotes this motherfucker mightily in a biblical fashion about the face and head for like 10 fucking minutes, which is a long, long time to be smote. Believe you me, that's a long time to be under the beat stick. Okay, so somewhere in that 10 minutes, he goes unconscious. Imagine that. His head's all broken. He takes this fucking face, drags him inside the hospital with the nurse. Now, this is the height of cruelty. You may think that Dak was cruel in that beating this man with a beat stick. No, 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 no. No, this was not cruel. This was not mean. This was just justice. Cruelty is when Dak took him back into the hospital with the crying nurse and went in front of all the crying nurse's friends.
I just caught this fucker trying to rape Sarah. Dud-dud-dud.
And threw him to the nurses. Who proceeded to administer medicine to him by cracking off needles in his joints and shit. Okay.
Only one needle got broken.
This is a level of pain.
20 or 30.
That, like, this is like Cenobite pain.
Bad acupuncture.
This is bad shit going on here. This is like fucking high. I'm going to stick a catheter three times the right size up your ass. I'm going to clear that airway with a fucking vacuum, you know. Oh, my God. So it's a pretty fucking brutal story. Now, Paladin also caught a rapist.
Actually, Paladin also stopped an armed robbery. I will tell that story.
Okay, let's over to, that's a better story. this is brilliant.
This is a moron having a bad night.
No, Paladin is, well, Paladin's a unique individual, to say in the least. Paladin is about, almost 80 years in the wrong generation. He's 80 years past his time. Paladin belongs in the 20s and 30s. Paladin also has a heart of gold and is one of Ronan Sariat's best friends. And if anybody ever talked shit to or about Paladin, they'd fucking die. But anyways, Paladin goes back somewhere in the fucking great vast expanse of nothingness known as the prairies to visit his friends back in his home void.
Oh boy.
So one night, he's reminiscing,
because there's nothing
feeling
to describe
all nostalgic
out there.
With his friends. And they decide to make a run down to the local gas station to pick up some Dr. Peppers, which is the chosen drink, and much as they used to do. Along the way, they get down there, and they stop, and they look, and they see this guy who's parked up, well, pulled up in front of the glass doors, and he's got his car running. And they see this guy get out. And they go inside to the guy behind the till, and he's pointing a gun at him. And Paladin and all his friends, who are dressed in bright fucking Hawaiian shirts at 11 o'clock at night.
In Alberta.
In Alberta. And combat pants.
Which, if you're in Alberta, that's how you dress, too.
Come to the conclusion that there's an armed robbery going on here. Most people would go, fuck, let's phone the cops. No, no,
yep.
No. Not Paladin. Paladin goes into commando mode.
Dun, dun, dun,
which
dun,
I've brained him in.
Dun, dun, dun,
Paladin
dun,
dun. Gets down on all fours. Somehow, somewhere on his body, his friends aren't too sure where, he ties a red bandana around his head. There is a big knife. There is a big knife strapped to his right boot. He has suddenly put on about 60 pounds that he has shredded. His shirt disappears. And all there is a large pool of water, which he heads for into. He swims.
Paladin, you're not expendable.
Paladin swims for 50 feet in this swamp, and he comes out. And lo and behold, he's on the other side of the armed robber's car, on the passenger side. So what Paladin does is he opens up the car door, sneaks inside, and grabs the guy's keys. And then he fucks off again through the swamp water, fading into the night to which he came. Now,
He reunites with the rest of his party members, and he watches the hilarity as it ensues.
I'm just robbing a convenience store.
Where are my damn keys?
Okay,
don't ever kid yourself. We make a lot of jokes about the southern states, but make no mistake, we got our retards too.
Oh yeah, they're called the prairies.
Armed robber A comes out, jumps in the car, notices the car's turned off, which is odd because he left it running. He didn't notice at first that the car was turned off.
Okay, time to leave.
He floors it. The car goes nowhere fast.
Something's wrong.
He realizes the keys aren't in the ignition.
I thought I left them there.
So he jumps out and he starts searching his pockets and searching the floor of the car.
But I could have swore they were here when I left.
So then he comes to the wonderful conclusion that he must have left the keys inside the gas station.
Excuse me, when I was robbing you, did I leave my keys here?
So he runs back towards the front glass door where the gas attendant who's just been robbed is. Now the gas attendant has locked the door.
Cha-ching.
The guy is now asking him to open up the door so he can find his keys.
He's gone.
Come on, please. I know they're in there someplace.
The gas attendant is like, here's a big can of fuck you. By the way, the cops are on the way. So Paladin and all his friends are across the other side of the swamp.
Go on.
And they're laughing their bags off watching this happen. Which is, you know, in hindsight, this is very funny, but at the same time, this guy had a gun, and, well, Paladin and all his friends, who are wearing their now bright civilian Hawaiian shirts,
good
are well within shooting range. So the guy panics and fucking takes off on foot, and then, like, 3 minutes later, is apprehended by the cops.
Now, honest, it wasn't me, it was my cousin.
Now, this is the really, really good part. Paladin, being that he is Paladin, is a witness and party to all this insanity, and starts talking to the cops.
Awesome.
Well, the cops review the security tape, and they see cleanly Paladin sneaking into this guy's car and taking
his
keys.
Yeah. And you don't have a copy of this?
The cops were like, you know, snicker, you really, you shouldn't have done this. The cops start having a good laugh at this guy's expense.
Yeah, which was, in all brilliantness, that's really fucking stupid because this asshole had a gun.
Yeah.
Okay, all bullshit aside, unless you have body armor, like, I wouldn't have tried that shit unless I was going to, like, hide in the backseat and shiv this fucker. You know, because, I mean, at the very, was it a pistol?
No.
You could have got a pistol out of the deal.
I mean, there's...
Yeah, that's true, too.
But anyways...
Actually, that would be the ultimate thing to do. Sit in the back seat of his... If Sean Kay was there, he would have sat in the back seat of the car. The guy would have fucked off. I would have stabbed him in the neck, got the gun, taken the car, all his convenience store cash, and walked! I made me some money!
Who in? Sean Kay, with no effort.
Absolutely! What have I done? I took a fucking scumbag off the street, got a new car, a couple of bucks, and a brand new firearm. Let's go kill me more scumbags! Who lost here? Nobody lost here. I saved the taxpayers' money. Oh, fuck yeah!
You want to step up in your gear?
But
ready to kill more people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead, Ronan.
But that's how the story of how Paladin stopped the armed robbery in progress.
Actually, Ronan reminded me of a part of the story when I was talking about the little fight I had. He reminded me of a part that I forgot to pass along. I forgot to tell you about the after-action report. Uh-huh. So here I am, and I'm talking with the police officers, and the cops are basically asking me what happened. Now, unfortunately, the rules we have up here in Canada are a little different than they have in the States. In the States, anything you do in a matter of self-defense is completely legal. Up here, we have levels of threat that you're not allowed to basically pass. So,
in simple terms, in Canadian law, you're legally able to use whatever is a necessary means to stop any harm coming to you or your property or to somebody else. Only what is necessary, not excessive.
So where your Uncle Dak punched said Vietnamese jerk boy...
You're number 10 security guard, me number one!
Instant photo replay.
In the throat, your Uncle Dak went over the line. So the cop is basically...
You're fucking over the line. You see me there, man. We'd have a bad rendition of bad fucking security cop, psychotic security cop. I'd fucking take that son of a bitch to hell.
It would look like that scene from Akira in the hospital ward where Tetsuo steps out.
You were all way out of line. Motherfucker, I was not allowed. I'll skin this motherfucker and cook him and eat him right here on a hibachi. You want to see out of fucking line? I'll get out of line on his sorry ass.
So, anyhow, as I was saying, I basically punched this kid in the throat and... Basically, the cop's asking me, so what happened? I tell him the whole story, and he's basically just, you know, just taking it all in. And then I mention about the part where I managed to punch him in the throat. And the cop says, you punched him in the throat? I went, yeah, that's how come I managed to drop him. He said, you weren't aiming to punch him in the throat. And I went, oh, yeah. I said, are you sure? Are you sure you weren't just throwing a punch and accidentally hit him in the throat? Little light comes on in the back of Desmond's head, and Uncle Dax says, oh, no. I just was throwing a punch, and I just happened to get lucky and hit him there. And the officer goes, yeah, that's what I thought you meant. And he writes it down.
All right. So we're gonna open the phone lines now, because Maliko has a whole bunch of questions, and it'd be
okay,
really cool.
Maliko, please call 1-604-533-9191.
Because you need to be sorted out.
That's right, and you can ask all the questions you want.
You can ask all the questions you want.
And you will be live on the air. You're listening to the What the Hell Show, and those sick individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
You're live on What the Hell. Who's this?
Infaloop.
Infaloop!
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. Not much shit has happened up here recently.
No, out in the boonies.
Well, everything's kind of died down.
From what?
Yeah, okay, good point.
So you're just phoning in to say, yo, hey, Freedom got an AK and what's going on or what?
Well, now, and then I'm going to retell my over uber wonderful how I caught a pedophile story.
Yes, please.
Yes.
You caught a pedophile? I envy you.
Oh, wow. I hope this ends with a lot of fucking, like, broken things and shit.
It ends with a lot of fucking broken things and shit. It ends with us sending him to the mental institution.
All right, so set it up. So what happened here?
Okay, well, all right, this is the same story I told when I first called, except this time I'll actually tell it slowly.
That's good.
Comprehend what is happening. Now, okay, a couple years ago, I was pretty much out of high school, couldn't find work, couldn't find jack shit, right?
Right. Go ahead.
So I was sitting around at the employment office, and someone calls in to hire a student wanting to hire a, like, some web designer type person, and I'm like, okay, I'll do the job. So I go up, and I find out the guy's running a business out of his trailer.
Well, that's nice.
Warning.
Sign one, trailer.
Yep.
All right, keep going.
So anyways, I go up there with a friend, because this doesn't seem right. So we go in, the guy seems all friendly and shit, right? He seems normal for the first day. Second day, shaves all his fucking hair off his head.
Uh-huh. That's great.
Yeah, great, yeah.
Okay.
Getting kind of weird now.
Danger.
Okay, then what happens is he says, oh, can you file your resumes into the filing cabinet now you have the job? Just look through there. So we both look through his filing cabinet, and we find something. We find his criminal record.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, he had a three-way with some buddy's babysitter who's, like, 12 or some shit. Like, a while ago, like, a few years ago, right? So we're like, what the fuck?
Okay, so then what happens?
Okay, then what happens is we basically sort of sit around there. We're like, okay, what the fuck do we do now? We can't just quit. He'll think something's up. Fuck, what now? So what we do is we just sort of go along with it, and then we just leave.
What was his business he was running?
Video production or something.
Uh-huh.
Yes, so but he guess what type of videos he wanted to produce?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ones with you in it.
Oh, not me, per se, because I was a guy. He was trying to lure... He wanted to lure girls there.
Yeah.
You know, this is why God doesn't let this kind of thing happen to me. This is why.
God wants to keep you out of prison. He's saving you for bigger things.
Our student decided, okay, we'll send guys there. We'll send guys who can beat the living shit out of this guy.
Well done, you.
Yes. And then they sent more people. So I'm just deciding, I could just get this over with now, or I can see what other shit I can dig up on him.
Good idea.
Go hard.
So then what I do is I continue to work, and it wasn't hard to dig up shit on this guy. This guy pretty much ransacked his own house, and he left a blow-up sex piggy lying around.
Ew.
Blow-up sex piggy.
By piggy, do we actually mean a porcine? Like we're talking actual snout and little curly tail.
Blow-up sex piggy with a snout. With a hole in its ass.
Well, that's great.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, and then it gets better. Then we finally find him in the presence of a minor, and then we have all that you need right there to basically...
Go back. Hang on here. You found him in the presence of a minor?
Yeah.
Describe the sequence.
So he's not allowed to be in the presence of a minor because he has a criminal record, I guess.
Right. He has to, like, we weren't technically minors because he was allowed to be around people who were the age of 18. But he's not allowed to be around people under the age of 18.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I see. So he was around. He didn't actually touch the kid. He was just in the presence of a minor, unattended.
Yeah, in the presence of the kid. And then he makes the moves on a friend of mine's girlfriend. And then I asked the friend of mine's girlfriend, what's your age? Guess what?
What?
It was 16. We have a winner.
So how old was this guy?
This guy was in his 30s.
Ah.
Right. So we have a winner.
Body bag and lime for you, fuckboy.
Yeah. Pretty much. So anyways, we basically went there, and then we said, we're going on a shoot today, right? So we took all the equipment that he had that was actually good, and we basically kept it. It's ours.
And you robbed the guy, too.
Excellent. Then we went to the cops and said, hey, yeah, we saw him in the presence of a minor. So he was hauled away. And then we went to the labor board and said, hey, he didn't pay us. And then we went to his probation officer and told him the same story.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, guess what?
Fuck you, man.
Yep. He was fucked. And then he had to move in with his brother. A year later, guess what happened?
What happened?
Same thing again?
Oh, no, it gets better. One night when his brother was at work, he runs into his brother's wife's room naked with a knife in one hand, a Bible in the other. And he says, get me another Bible or I'll go fucking crazy. And Satan told me to have sex with you, and God says wrong. I'm going to cut my penis off. And do you know what? I don't know why they stopped him.
Whoa. Sounds like a good idea.
Are you serious? Where did this happen?
In the wonderful, wonderful shithole town that I used to live in, Williams Lake.
Ooh, that's a fucked up area.
What?
That's a fucked up area.
It is a fucked up area. And do you know how long I've lived around in that fucked up area?
Tell us.
How long?
Tell us.
18 years.
Too long.
Oh, man.
That's too long.
Too long. Get out before it does permanent genetic damage.
That is right.
Well, you're a holy man for setting
up with 18 years of shit, but...
Okay, buddy.
We'll talk to you later, but all we have to say is...
And I had to testify him in court.
You had to testify against this guy in court?
The story of how I fucked over a pedophile.
Excellent.
Well, story. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on.
And he's out of here.
All right. He's out of there. Phone line's open. 1-604-533-9191. Call in.
Here's the magic music.
It's time to open the phone lines on What the Hell. Call now, toll free, 1-604-533-9191.
Call in right now.
Okay, so...
If you'd like to email death threats or send mail bombs to anyone you're listening to tonight on What the Hell, email us at info@rantradio.com or send explosive charges to Box 256, Fort Langley, BC, Canada, V0X1J0, or bother me on ICQ number 51558. Cash or fugitables greatly appreciated.
When are you going to die?
Hey, we're back.
We're back on. We're live, and we're happening. And
how did you describe the show, Dak?
This is more fun than sitting in your own feces and masturbating.
That's right.
It's time for the prize. It's time for the prize.
Tell us what the prize is.
No, we're not. We're going to wait.
Are we?
It's a good prize. It's a good
prize. I was going to give it away last week, but our good buddy Hammer.
Last week.
We couldn't do it.
Couldn't give it away. Yeah.
Because he's
phoning from halfway across the world.
From halfway across the world. So, somebody's calling in. I hope you can answer the trivia question.
Caller number one, who the fuck are
Put
you?
Put it on the speakerphone there.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Who am I talking to?
I'm Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo?
Mr. Echo! Hey, you're a new guy. And you've just called in. And how you doing?
I'm doing pretty fucking good.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Alaska.
From Alaska.
Cool.
Right on, land of the midnight sun. You gotta like that.
Right next to us, actually.
How's that going up there?
all the Midnight Sun thing fucking sucks, man.
Yeah, I know, but it's that romantic shit, you know, what the fuck. So, what do you think of the show?
I think it's fucking great, man. I've been listening to this for about a year now.
I hear pot's legal up there. Is that true?
Sort of, kind of.
It's tolerated.
It's like nobody really...
No, what it really runs like down to is there are no police up there, so they can't actually enforce the law.
There's like a town south of here that if they busted everyone, the whole town would just, like, be in jail.
Yeah,
oh, kind of like BC.
It's the only way to deal with Alaska, I guess, is to smoke a lot of pot.
What part of Alaska are you from?
Well, I'm not really from Alaska. I'm from Southern Cal.
Okay,
how the fuck did you get from Southern California to Alaska?
And why?
Oh, it wasn't my choice. I'm in the Air Force.
Oh,
excellent.
A serviceman.
That's cool. All right, well, you can basically throw our names around the base. Did you have any questions or anything you wanted to say on what the hell? Anything you wanted to bring up?
You guys fucking rule.
Excellent.
All right.
But well, you probably want to win the prize this week. We will send you a prize if you can answer Sean Kay's question.
My question is, and this is going to be kind of unfortunate, he probably is not going to be able to answer this.
Well,
question.
Throw it out anyway.
Yeah,
it is unfortunate.
Anyway. But you know what? If you want to help out what the hell, you can just pass it around to all the boys on the base because you know they're going to eat this shit up in a big time way. But the question is a while back I kicked the shit with the help of Ronan Medic and Uncle Dak. And when I smacked this guy in the fucking face and he was on the ground, I said something to this crack junkie. Do you know what I said? Hello.
I
mean, at least make something sound good.
Make something sound good.
Because we've told this story on the air during the show.
We've told this story on the air a couple of times. Now, a couple of people know. So, what is it?
I was fixing my computer in the process, but anyway. Fuck. I have no fucking idea.
You have no fucking idea? That's okay.
If you just beat the hell out of some crackhead, what would you say to him?
Fucking bash, I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
There you go, that's close enough.
That's close enough.
All right. So, in any case, thanks for the call in. It does matter to us. We're glad you called. And keep listening to the show, and we'll fucking set it up. If you're interested in getting involved with the cult organization, you can email me at kennedy@rantradio.com, and we'll set you the fuck up. It's always in good fun anyway. You'll love it.
Emailed you about an hour ago. So.
Did you?
There you
attaboy.
Go.
Good boy.
All right, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Attaboy. Right on, call from Alaska. Okay.
And the American Armed Services, the cult grows.
All right. So
the 1-800 number.
Who's going to call in? That's the question. What did I say to the crack monkey? It's the IRC. Who knows it?
I think it was Prophet Fork actually displayed it earlier in the night.
Did he? Well.
I think it was Fork that did it.
So whoever, it doesn't matter if they displayed it. They have to call in and say it.
Call in and say it. What did I say to the crackhead?
The answer's there.
It's right there.
Put out there those who have the eyes to see.
The IRC doesn't count if you type it in. You have to phone in.
You have to phone in, so get on the
horn. With the 1-800 number, I've been phoning back and forth with AT&T. It's just crazy. I phone this chick, and I leave a message. She phones me. I happen to be out of the office at the time, and, you know, it's just fucking crazy.
You're on What the Hell?
What the hell was that? Did you press flash? Press flash. Top.
You're on What the Hell? Who's this?
Nobody's on What the Hell.
All right, no.
That all
there.
Got
call
fucked
back,
up.
Call back, whoever just called,
cruel
please.
Joke.
Didn't waste
call
any money,
again.
So just call back again.
Call again. We lost you. I don't know what happened there, so please call again. Any case, one guy asked if we sent off that shirt yet.
No,
we didn't send
it's all
off.
Packaged up.
It's all packaged up.
I work every day, so it's like really hard
right,
to get
here,
there.
Here
it's there.
Here
I'm going to give it
here
to
we
you.
Go. And we're here.
Fuck, give me that phone.
What the fuck?
Here, quick.
All right, go ahead. What's up?
Okay, call again.
Call again, we're sorry.
You just press this button, that's it.
That's what I did the first time. No, I pressed it that fucking time. Don't fuck with me, that's what I did. Rick? Alright, call again.
You did it fine the first time.
So do it.
Those AT&T bastards.
They're trying to shut us down.
Yes, I really did write that on the shirt. Don't fuck with this man. I did, it does happen. It is going to get sent out.
If
fucking Sim doesn't do it, I'll slap him.
It's right over there. It's right over there.
It's right over there. We have it. Your name is on it. I'm sorry. It
Tim,
hasn't
you're normally a good guy. Please don't act like a bitch.
Yeah, so that's okay. So call in again. We're very sorry. We're sorry.
We're so sorry.
Call it.
Does nobody know the answer?
Some people
somebody
know
should call. Somebody knows. Somebody's trying to... Okay.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this? Who is it?
Who would it be?
It's somebody who's calling but doesn't want to pay for it. Well, that's not going to work.
What are they saying?
They're not, they hang up immediately.
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
It'll cost you like 10 cents. Well, jeez, you want to win a prize?
Could that be him?
He's talked before. He's not chicken.
So somebody's trying to get through and they're not getting through or whatever. Anyway,
maybe they don't know the answer. Maybe they don't know the answer.
Okay, well,
I'll
tell you what. On the chance that somebody cowers out and doesn't phone in or doesn't get the answer,
yeah,
I still think we should send it off into the Air Force fellow there.
Yeah.
Mr. Echo.
If nobody phones in and nobody gets the answer, it goes to Mr. Echo.
And here it comes.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Capone X.
Capone X.
All right, Capone X, do you know the answer to the question?
The answer is you can calm down or you can fucking die.
Woo! Yeah. We have a winner.
You can calm down or you can fucking die. Have you won a prize before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, I'll take all your particulars.
So we're going to hand the phone over to
in a second. You want to say anything else on the air while you're on the air?
Yeah, actually I do.
Okay.
So you are a fucking clueless loser, dude.
Who is?
Oh, Maliko.
Maliko?
Be nice.
Be nice. He's all the way from Australia.
Fuck, he doesn't have to be nice.
Yeah, you don't have to be nice. Speak your mind. That's right.
Uh-huh. But that's all I want to say.
Okay. Say what the hell,
Wayne. No, I got to talk to him.
Yeah, say what the hell, and we'll hand you over to Sean.
Don't worry, Mr. Echo. Okay. Your time is coming. Wait. We'll get you something good.
What?
No, it's okay.
It's okay. It's all cool.
There you are. I think I got you. Are you here? What's wrong? How do I put it back under this thing? Okay,
there we go. And the prize this week. Prize this week is actually a CD compilation of about six shows of What the Hell on
CD.
That's
like 12 hours.
That is 12 hours of What the Hell at your convenience. You don't have to download it. We're going to put it on the CD in MP3 format, better quality than you're hearing right now. It's 128 kilobit form. And the way it works, actually, we record the shows onto VCR, and... So during all these songs that we play and little promos, we're actually saying stuff in between.
You get to hear.
I don't turn down the volume.
So you get to hear the shit that we're talking.
Yep, the real stuff we're talking. Well, like we don't say our mind on the air.
Are we going to do up an album cover too?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, for that one I'm going to make like one of our pretty faces on the cover. Eventually I will be putting these up for sale or whatever and making like six or seven for the year, right? So you can pick which one you want eventually.
Yep.
And get the whole series. And it goes way back, like half. I've already got about half a year on tape, if you can believe that.
I do.
What tape am I up to? Number 22 of videotapes. So
me and Projectile Vomit Man were talking about this as we were walking our asses up here.
45 episodes on tape. Can you believe it?
We have been doing this. When we first started, we were talking about names. And Projectile Vomit Man said, you know, like he's trying to think, what are they going to call him? Because he figured if he didn't get his name in soon, right away, they end up just choosing something for him.
And Bubba, right?
So he decided, well, what do they know me as? Well, they've got the videotape from New Year's.
Last New Year's, 99.
So they think they'll call him
98 to 99.
Call myself Projectile Vomit Man.
Yeah.
That works.
And then somebody, I think it was in a poem.
It's only going to last a couple of weeks.
I mean, it's just for fun,
and
right?
It's only going to be for a couple of weeks. We said a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago, kids. Oh, did somebody get through? Have you not been listening?
Brennar, yes, somebody did.
It's Capone X got through, and he is the big winner of the CD. And we're going to be giving a lot of those CDs away because it's probably a pretty good prize. If you like the show, you can listen to the past episodes. That's right. I've actually got the IRC logs of what you're saying, typing in right now, so you can follow along with what people said about the show as you listen to the show. Now, how cool is that?
That is very cool. That is a kick-ass cool.
Yep. So, no, he doesn't know unless he's got us on the radio still. He's outside. He doesn't want his parents to hear him.
Calling us on a cell phone?
You're a fucking maniac.
How are you listening to us?
Yeah, you know what? I'm doing the exact same goddamn thing. Okay, well, you're the man.
He's listening to us on a cell phone. Hey, Fault Sequence. Well, it's time to end the show. We've given away the prize.
Yeah.
Another.
By the way, unfortunately,
crazy,
your Uncle Dak
show
will not have a new Gross Hospital story for you because the next
it's
week.
Going to be a repeat?
No. Next week, he's got to go to CXY. That's the place
What's
I told
that?
You about. It's all the way out on the North Shore, which is a very, very long fucking time away from here. And I get to basically walk around with an oxygen tank because
what?
I get to spend the night checking for chlorine gas leaks.
That's what I call natural selection. Here's
great.
The easy way. Buy a budgie.
Yeah, stick it down there.
Chirp.
Yep, it stopped chirping. Time to either buy a new budgie or
die.
So, that's...
Sweetie appears to be dead. I think I'll put the oxygen mask on.
God.
Just 1 second, Sean, has a question. What is it? My palm? I think my palm is in my jacket. It's okay. Just I'll get it after the show. Yeah. So we're gonna go around the IRC here first.
Say goodbye to everybody.
Now we had a big show this week. I
big
mean,
turnout.
A lot of people listened, and thank you for listening. Bren R, Capone X, Emperor Chang, Fault Sequence, Gargoyle, Josh K, Hungun Midget. Infaloop, M-Dog, Maleko from Australia, Mr. Echo, Ox64, Prophet 4K, Prophet Scribe, Prophet Shazbort, Tor84, and Godlike. Yes, don't
all of
go.
You.
Don't go. Yeah, I know. We'll be back here in 6 days and 22 hours.
But before we go, we got to tell, because I guess he's probably back inside by this point. What
Capone
X? What did he win?
He won a CD compilation of about 6 of our shows in MP3 format, 120K bit. Better version than they're hearing on the radio right now.
How many hours? What the hell is that?
That is 12 hours.
He got 12 hours
of what the hell.
Can you imagine? What a fucking awesome prize. And the prizes are going to keep getting fucking better.
You know, I'd like to listen to that while on acid, while jerking off in my own feces.
That's right.
That would just be the way to go.
You betcha. That is
that
the way to go.
Sounds like a party to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Hello, Raven Lunatic. We didn't see you come back in.
Hello, Raven Lunatic.
Very sneaky.
So we're all going to say goodbye. And
going around the room here.
This is goodbye from your Uncle Dax saying, "Free Sean Kennedy."
Free Sean Kennedy.
This is Ronan Zariot reminding you that when the going gets tough, the tough goes cyclic.
God.
This show is brought to you by Jack Daniels and pizza.
My
headphones
still
are
work.
Moist.
That was projectile vomit, man.
With that.
Your poor speakers. Where's Girl on the Left?
White bread saying,
no.
Goodbye. Have a good night.
And
all right.
Bye.
Bye.
What?
No, I'm
No, you have to say goodbye. You're here.
Say goodbye.
Ciao, babies.
Raven Lunatic.
Okay, so she
and
showed up.
Sean K.
And Sean Kennedy, the Bucket Man, saying, Blacko. Shut the fuck up.
And
make sure you got any questions, any comments, any snide remarks, you can email me at kennedy@rantradio.com.
Or email me, info@rantradio.com.
In any case, what we can do is we can set you up. And Jurassic Coast, we must bring it all of us. And we will. I was window cleaner. I was not head of SS for 10 years.
Maleko, for the love of God, please check out the website. Tune in next week and shut up.
Well,
goodbye.
That's right. 6 days, 22 hours. We're back again. See ya.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.